Blog Talk Radio.
How you let the beat feel, beat? Round and round, that pose she go. That sound to make when she hit the floor.
Go boom.
I'm gonna take her to my room. For show, for show.
For show.
For show. I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKL, BNP. King of we fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. Make it rain tree.
Make it rain tree.
Make it rain tree. Make it rain tree. Make it rain tree. Make it rain tree. Make it rain tree.
I'ma
make it rain,
bitch.
I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain.
I ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get them pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go, let go, let go. At the Georgia. I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die. You be cute. LOC. Three painters. Yeah.
Money ain't a thing.
PKL, PNT, Darling ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J Dog, V Dog. Ain't the frame picks, let's go.
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now.
And that's gonna make me
call in, get your shout out on.
Rain tree.
Yeah.
Make it rain tree.
Make it rain
tree. Make it rain tree. Make it rain tree. Make it rain tree. Make it rain tree. Make it rain tree. Make it rain
tree.
Make it rain
tree.
Make it rain
tree.
Make it rain
tree. 15,558 people listening in, y'all.
You wanna see some.
But baby, I could use a horn. Built like one, it look like you could use a ball. I blow smoke out cigars and I don't use the call. I'm G'd up, even when I take the Gucci's off. Gucci floors, Gucci stunt, Prada brag. Chicks run me around they arms, Prada bag. Kick game, look like I'm taking soccer class or karate class. Born fly, they had the body swag. Yeah, a real nigga every day. So tell them haters if they grill. Mary Kay, by the way, ain't a nigga as smelly as dude. Sour Bass Kid, aka Pappy Le Pew. Sink them up, every time I come around. They fill a trap up, every time I bust a pound. Get money, off the job, I'm a rubber bandit. Don't get it, in the car, make them understand.
I can fly as I wanna, the freshest on the scene. Might take flight, I'm over $1,000 jeans. I'm the man for the season, the baby you the dog. So boss up with me, cause you know I get them all. Tell them, I get them all. I get them all. I get them all. I said my name ring bells, I'm buzzing, bumblebee. Yes, if for sure catch, they can't fumble me. Sucker free, so I charge the game of nothing sleeper. Just for nothing, cause I know they can't fuck with me. NY, so I pull up in that blue coupe, blue Yankee on, rapping on my Bluetooth. Whoever thought I'd be that nigga back when I was loose too. My money balling now, time to show them how to shoot hoops. High style away go, go cop from Diego. They go ahead when I hit the block with the Yato. Let's forget them all, so blocked by the KO. Superstar living, so I shot by the day, ho. I'm trying to get my numbers right. 100 grand, something light. Something fresh out of freezer bags. When I'm something like you, nothing like the mother cats. My set, different cars, make it rain bricks. Leave a project in the front.
I can fly as I want it. The freshest on the scene. Might take flight, I'm in $2,000 jeans. I'm the man for the season. Baby, you the dog. So boss up with me, cause you know I get them all. Tell them. I get them all. I get them all. I get them all. Bobby Joe and Jack, my music is super hard.
Hey, yeah.
You know they cash right.
Am I?
cash right. You know they cash right.
New York, New York.
You know they cash right. You know they cash right.
Queensbridge.
You know they cash right.
BK, BK.
You know they cash right. You know they cash right. You know they cash right. You know they cash right.
I keep it on me. pocket cover drips. Homie, don't go grip, homie. Make a pass and all the ass belong to all the bitches, bitches. Rolling granny O's and half got by the ball and extra chicken. You can catch me in your block, bought it with my Glock, bought it in my pocket cover drips. Homie, don't go grip, homie. Make a pass and all the ass belong to all the bitches, bitches. Rolling granny O's and half got by the ball and extra chicken. You can catch me in the stop sign, not the set. Mind blowing heavy on some five pine, all black. Niggas around me, they convicts are on the run. This is why we stay down and let guns pick, collect the fun. The country wins that. What about it, Harlem's like the jet? Killing ounces of crack, pounds them out with water, hit that threat. Lifetime in the woods, the people like to do the jig, and all the real was good. A lot of evil in the hood, yeah, they call me Yossi Young. Ready, dog, I want me some. Bitches round with heavy from, healing fast on every jump. Lipping down the street, so my old street heat. Bitching off an ounce of weed. Smoking slow, breezy. Bitch, it's all about my G. So after dark, we rolling deep. Fuck the narcs and the police, cause won't nobody notice me. Cut the zombies, funny, chronic. Shit that hangin' stuck. Jumpin' ain't no money. All the judges get to running when you're numbin'. Bitch, you get me in the block. Bought it with my Glock. Bought it in my pocket. Go with drips on me. Don't go grip on me. Make a pass and all the ass belong to all the things you do that. Rolling granny O's and half got by the ball and extra chicken. Bought it with my Glock, bought it in my pocket, go for drips on me, go for drip on me. Take the pants and all the ass belong to all the sexy bitches. Rolling granny O's and half got by the ball and extra chicken. Small to old, the bros to bros, it's just a fucked up situation. Boy, you know the odds, I hope that get you nuts up. Trying to make it, spending that time reloading Glock. Who's born to die, so I wanna get guap. We hard with crime, the nigga can't stop. It's hard, it's time to get into my heart, therefore we party all night. Get the wall hard, it's all white, most old is not in brawls. White, my cup, they full of all white shit. Full of deep sight, bitch, with the heat tight. With a yard, nigga, they heat lit. Burn, switches, and flip, flip. Jump, flip, get quick, chill. At the end of the day, it's Benjamin still to be made. Play my car hard to the grave. Roll it up on kid life, try to stab the same on the big time. Roll around, we ain't killing the title. Focus now on me, the dollar. Drops out, drops out. To the dope, man, name, rank. Drink, oh, gang, gang, gang. Gang, bang, no more, gang. Try to get rich. To the day they put me in the dick. Never third sneak. All together, turn a third big. It gets me in the block. Bought it with my block. Bought it in my pocket. Go for drips on me. Don't go grip on me. Make a pass and all the ass belong to all the sexy bitches. Rolling granny O's and half got by the ball and extra chicken. You can get me in the block. Bought it with my block. Bought it in my pocket. Go for drips on me. Don't go grip on me. Make a pass and all the ass belong to all the sexy bitches. Rolling granny O's and half got by the ball and extra chicken.
Stop.
Hey, it's your girl, V-Dub, reporting live on Where They Do That At Radio. I'm calling all performing artists and groups. Register now to star in the next Fan Exchange DVD series. We're taping live in Atlanta and in cities near you. The benefits of being a Fan Exchange participant include paid booking opportunities, publicity in mass media, career consulting, and unlimited networking. For additional information, call V-Dub at 678-389-6869 or follow me on Twitter at V-Dub-ATL. Remember to tune in to J-Dog, V-Dub, and Beanie Weenie on Where They Do That At Radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
Kicking it with the real fans, man. The real listeners. Got the ear to the streets, man. Key to the city. It's your boy Leeds and the Legend. Hanging out Where They Do That At Radio. J-Dog, B-Dub, Beanie Weenie. Talent's boy.
Yeah. 2011. Open your eyes. I'm on it. I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it.
They rats is getting ballers. The game day, just a bunch of faggots playing artists. Excuse me if I'm heartless. The radio's a rap, and these DJs spinning tracks just to satisfy the market. It's time to let the truth out. You blind to who's your true pal until you bust a move. But when it's time to pull them tools out, ride until the fuse out. Yeah, I was on the hoop route. Had days of my life a lot of niggas never knew about. Tell God send the flashlight. I know I ain't been acting right, but my only sin is hunger. So forgive me for my appetite. Every floor they stopping on, I'm elevating past they flight. So let them hate today. They'll kiss my ass tonight. Right.
I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pay. I'm on my paper chain. I'm on it. It's time to spread the word. They don't want to hear it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pay. Time to set it straight.
Success is the best revenge. Expressions on the faces of those who chose not to invest in him, you'd be fucking priceless. But what about the pretend friends who mysteriously reappear once they hear that you making ends? You know the funny step there, funny ass niggas. Ain't nothing on my mind but money and cash, nigga. Now, some of y'all probably like, but yo, ain't that the same thing? See, that's why you not a contender, not in the same ring. Yeah. More bars than the night scene. Nah, our life hard, so we like green. Now, my team sucker free, but we don't like beef.
Right.
Cause we ain't trying to catch a case and face that bright one.
Right.
Get it right, man. Come on.
I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pay. I'm on my ticket. Change.
Jail in the dirt, been through the worst, trapped in the curse. Observe what life is really worth. Broke from the dead, out of a hearse. Haters wanna see me struggle. Critics wanna stop my hustle. Never will I fall or stumble. Gotta stay wise and humble. It's time to speak the truth. Do you see what's on the news? Try not to believe the lies. It's time to open our eyes. Never, I am way too clever. Live life like there's no tomorrow. My vision is getting much clearer. Untied the steps, now I am better. I pay homage, yeah, to the man above. Remember, nothing is promised. Seems like we lost our image. Fighting and killing. It's time for a new beginning. Used to be trapped in the system. Once then, but now I am living. I'm living.
I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pay. I'm on my paper chain. I'm on it. It's time to spread the word. They don't want to hear it.
Out of gas, got to hold them like
like a fool. But you hurt, don't stand. If you cannot run me, then you better bring your cab. I'm 200 on the kit, 1500 in the ass. You can't catch me, you can't catch me. All you see is Georgia Tech. When I cross the finish line, put my money in a bag. For your titles, if you're running low on cash. I be burning lane to lane, breaking grain, acting bad. Got a quick chip, homie, and I hit it kind of fast. I was tied on them hoes, all changed on the dash. Made the horse, I was nizzling, I was spraying on the crash. Send me from the county, cause I'm burning up the trash. Tank on pool, we ain't running out of gas. Got a holder like a fool, with them running on the dash. I be working lane to lane, you can't catch me out too fast. If I see you creeping up, bitch, I'm matching on the gas. Tank on fool, we ain't running out of gas. Got him holding like a fool, with 200 on his band. When I put my hood up, you be like, what the hell is that? I'm a southern rider, but you can check my Georgia tag. When I hit my hood up, you be like, what the hell is that? All chrome-headed dogs looking like a turbo jet. It don't take no gasoline, it only takes that purple shit. And I'm bucking out the gate, funny how. All black, rabbit stripes, look like real immaculate. By the end of the race, I'm probably leaving with your bitch. But you see, spin the wheel, looking for a quarter nigga, yeah. 454 boarded over, leave your haters, yeah. Positive fraction on your hoes, leave you standing there. The way your hoes off, as you're standing at the candy shop. Offset, 3-inch pipe, breathing also. 24 skating down the lane, man, I lost crowd. On fool, we ain't running out of gas. Got a holder like a fool, with 200 on the dash. I be working lane to lane, you can't catch me out too fast. If I see you creeping up, bitch, I'm matching on the dash. Tank on fool, we ain't running out of gas. Got a holder like a fool, with 200 on the dash. When I put my hood up, you be like, what the hell is that? I'm a slugger, ride a butt, you can check my Georgia tag. Yo, real talk, that's my man Proud. We let you know you can't kill me going too fast. And all you see, all you gon' see, all you gon' see is that Georgia Tech. Real talk, this is what they do to that radio. Okay. Okay. Yo, 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 real talk. Real talk, it's my man. Yo, CO the vet, the joint is called warm up. Yo, check this joint, man. Real talk. We get ready to hit the quest line. We're gonna see what's up. We're gonna see where you're doing it at. Real talk, the team's where they do to that radio. Hey. You know what it is.
Sometimes I feel like I'm trapped, stuck in the maze. People talk about me all the time, fuck what they say. And the cops stop harassing, hoes trying to set me up, niggas hating on me. So I guess they try and whip me up, the world going against me, thinking that my heart's cold. Till I saw my track, like when I'm winning the war show, the streets still love me. But it's getting deep, so that's why I gotta watch every step. I'm in a sleep hole, body temperature hot. The cure dropping zero. Body getting stiff to the point where they start to breathe slow. Yeah, I'm getting cocky with it. You can say I'm arrogant. Hang big head. I'm just trying to get establishment. When it comes to this money, bitch, I'm the rack of men. Bagging up clothes, ship them out, fill a stack again. I'm loved by a few, but I'm hated by many. But see, I'm paid above you and getting. Paper by plane, you won't need to put the shackles on me. In the set of handcuffs, you can cut a real nigga. Real nigga, stand up, man up. This is for the struggle that God works. You don't gotta believe me, just see it with your eyes first. Riding through the projects, see, I niggas living poor. If you don't see them, then they probably at the prison door. Baby mama, Section 8, stressing over bill payments. Mad cause every time they get some bread, they can't save it. Baby daddy hustling, trying to make ends meet. Riding with a felony, I guess I fell in deep. Who are you to judge, bro? Only God can judge me. My best protect my chest and my gun won't let you touch me. My life is on the line, too. I cherish every second of it. Waiting on my time, so when God comes, I'm ready for it. Stress steady building up. Too much I took it in. You won't understand. You on the outside looking in, trying to figure out who's the better rapper. This money got me fried than the fucking pterodactyl. I'm sticking to the G code. Don't snitch. You get money to take care of your family and get rich. Real shit. Real talk. This is where they do that radio, man. This is where they do that radio. This is where they do that radio.
I love them black Puerto Rican, the Laguna man, part-time lover, part-time hooligan, smooth operator, smooth with a smooth, with a smooth chocolate gator, so I rock a girl's world, I can never chase her, I'm the other boyfriend, when she with her boyfriend, she roars like a skater, Far City hip-hop group, red drop top cool, she call me Dr. Knox Boots, every time we knock boots, knock knock, who's there, it's boyfriend number two, the rich guy that she gave the number two, boo, true. Part-time lover, fly, fresh boy, female-aholic, undercover sex boy.
What's your question? She took my phone. She paid my touch. What's your question? She belongs to you. I'm the part-time lover. She's with you. She texted me. Every chance she gets, she texted me. She belongs to you. I'm the part-time lover.
I make a spot rain, he kickin' wet. Pistol, you don't know yet. Simple, she like a handful, just a little. Her neck line and earlobe, nibbles have her off late nights like Kimmel. Her gossip, said she don't flirt. For me, a head turning high, heels, short skirts. He treated like a jerk, so when I'm in at work, she looking for a kid like an Amber Alert.
So
pick up the brand new flavor for your ear. Come in, girl, let me whisper in your ear. All from fly boy of the year. Make it rain on paper in the air. Your girl love when I slap her on her rear. Pussy hot tops make your girlfriend stay here. My PYT, I'm a part-time lover. The undercover lover who loves the undercover.
What's your birthday? She's on my phone. She paid my touch. What's your birthday? She belongs to you. I'm a part-time lover. She's with you, she texted me. Every chance she gets, she texted me. She belongs to you, but I'm her part-time lover. What's your birthday? She's on my phone. She can't message me, yeah, that's cool. She belongs to you, but I'm her part-time lover. She's with you, she texted me. Every chance she gets, she texted me. She belongs to you, but I'm her part-time lover.
Yo, we are top. This is where they do that radio. We talk a lot of stuff. This is the game. This is the hardest set of fans in the game. The number 347-924-0218. All you gotta be is pushing on the dial. Who be that on the internet? You got mad stuff in the game. This is the same. Lock me, go everywhere. Lock me in the hall. Lock me, go everywhere. Who else you got? You got to
Bottles, and we got girls everywhere, and we got models, but I'm not bragging. like this. We ball every day and we stuck in every night, bitch. I know you like this, but you not like me. No 10 sex in the club, you unlikely. But it's likely that your girl like me, cause you know the boy put it down so nicely. And like me, my nigga's icy. Jewel up, shining like the sun so brightly. We ain't IP, wouldn't be in the front. And I'm the shortest, so they keep me in the front. Black in the back, right next to Jungle. But I'ma fall back now, I'm being so humble.
We got the club,
all
I love, so get your girl. Damn, she with me, you take on me. We beat up me, call me and say this.
What's happening? Like I said before, man, without you guys, there would not be no us. So you already know what it is.
And you know this. And you know,
man.
This.
And
you
know, man. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. I'm finna see what you're doing it at. On where they do that at, Ray D. Oh, yo. Yo, V Dub, you riding shotgun with me, man.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up with you, man? Hey, it's all
man,
good.
Man, I am still exhausted.
Hey.
Has anybody else not had any sleep?
Hey, I can raise my hand if you can see me through this.
Gosh.
And no sleep, yo.
Time be flying. And then, you know what make it so bad? I talk to you or some of our other associates. They don't know what day it is either.
Oh, I know. I'm sitting there like, nah, damn, it's Friday.
Friday.
Okay, okay, you know, but yo, 26 hours and counting, yo, real talk, man, it feels like, man, when you do doze off, you done miss about 2-3 hours of shit, so you just gotta, you know, it is what it is, but yo, I feel you, but you know, this is how we grind.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Once again, real talk.
We were just at the Fame Exchange charity concert. We was just there. Just 4th of July.
I know. It time stands still for no one, man. Real talk. We're going to grind it out. We're going to hold out, man. You got to do like I do, man. You know what I'm saying? Get you some coffee. Get you some sangria. That's the problem.
The coffee, the sangrias.
Uh-huh.
You encouraging everybody to call the weed, man.
Yeah,
being on here every night. That's the problem.
Hey, you know, but it's not a problem. You know, it's, you just got to.
No, it's a.
You just got to coordinate. That's all. That's all you got to do, man. Real talk. Hey, I'm wild. I'm amped up. Real talk. Oh, where they do that video? Let's see. Yo, we got my man. Yo, got Legion up in here. Definitely holding it down.
Okay. That's what's up. Bring him out, J-Dog.
Come on. I'm finna bring him out. Let me see what we got checking in. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Yo, caller, last 4 digits is 3478. You're definitely in the building. 22 million strong. Getting it on. Last FM, of course. And we got a little over 18,000 that's doing the damn thing. Who we got checking in on where they do that radio?
Yo, so it's me.
Yo, who is me? Yo, who we got checking in? Tell the world where you're calling from.
Georgia, my nigga.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Real talk. Yo, she sounds like she crump, V-Dub. She sounds like she crump, man.
Yeah.
That was up. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we crump with you. Real talk. Yo, see, we got you on the line. 22 million people hanging on your every word. What you want to let these folks know? What's up? What's happening?
Yo, son. Can you play some of that NYMI shit again?
I sure can. You know I can. You ain't got to ask for one.
Beat the shit, my nigga.
Okay, that was up. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Is there any more shout-outs you want to send while we got you locked in?
Son, I want to send a shout-out to my nigga, Chief, my nigga.
Okay.
And my shout-out to my cousin, Dad, for making this shit real, nigga.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to give a shout-out to Gusto, the truth.
That's right, Gusto, the great, real talk, the truth, real talk. We got him up in there. We going to see what's up.
I'm going to thank Gusto.
Hey, real talk, man. Gusto, he out there.
Hey,
he was supposed to call me.
Hey, exactly, Gusto.
What's your number?
Yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to see. I think he got his number around here somewhere. I'm going to bring him on. Yo, you
okay.
Ain't got to worry about that. I'm going to definitely drop that joint on you. You ain't got to worry about that. I'm going to slide that in one more time. This is where they do that radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame. The fans are calling in. They saying, Shane. You know what I'm saying? Calling your name. Real talk. You know what you got to do. You got to get in where you fit in. This is the urban experience like never before. You know what I'm saying? We riding this thing. I'm going to take one more call. Let me see if I can get my other co-host on here. Let me see if my man Legion or Fate. Yo, real talk. Yo, caller, last 4 digits is 5393. What it be? What's up? What's happening, man?
Bring him out.
Hey!
What's going on?
What's up with you, Legion?
Nothing. Chilling, man. I'm going over this footage, man. I've been recording all week, and I ain't even stopped. So I'm just going over the footage because I'm going to be putting some things together and sending it your way.
Okay, real talk. Hey, you already know what it is,
man. What's going on, V-Dub?
What's up, Legion?
I got some more special guests tonight, man. I think y'all gonna like tonight's segment, man. For real. I got some heavy hitters.
All right, that was
on the line tonight.
Yeah. That was
the whole gang up. So we out from the mold, man. It's a show mistake. We're gonna show you what it's all about.
Right, well, hey, you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to keep that thing locked in. We're going to definitely let them know what's up and what's happening. Real talk. Oh, speaking of, you know what I'm saying, one of the joints, the joint stomp you got, real talk, man, yo, check this out. I got a new joint and I'm going to run in that with what you already got as well. Yo, hot joint. Real talk, kind of gave me an idea. I want you to hear the music first, and then I'll tell you where we're going to go with it. But real talk, yo, definitely we got some new joints up in this thing. You know what I'm saying? We got some artists that's definitely out there. Real talk. Yo, y'all know my number. I'm going to give it to you one more time because we're getting ready to take the fuck off. You already know what you got to do, man. Nah, if you don't know what you're supposed to do, because I got some new listeners. I got some folks that's green. They don't know quite what they're supposed to be doing. Now, right about now, this when I give you that cue, this is what you're supposed to be doing. You know, we don't condone the use of drugs. We really don't. But this is what I really feel about weed. Because I don't really feel that weed is a drug. You know, it's a lifestyle, you know. People use it for municipal purposes, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But this is what I really feel about it.
Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
And because he did, I think it's okay. I'm going to say, J-Dawg, where they do that radio, say it's okay for you to call your friend Mary and let her whisper sweet nothings in your ear. Because you finna turn the thing all the way up. Oh, it is what it is. Check this out. I got my man Pooh.
That dog is a fool.
Yo, I'm wide open. I'm full. I told you, man. I'm full throttle tonight, man. Y'all don't fuck up now. Nah. Y'all don't mess up. I got my man Pooh the Nanny up on the line. Yo, real
Pooh the Nanny?
I think I'm saying his name wrong. I'm saying it wrong. I can't get his name right. But real talk, it's a hot joint. Yo, feel me. I'm saying your name wrong. I know. But I'm going to get it right. My bad. See, that what happened. We fucks the short-term memory. Tells me his name every time. I'll be like, okay, I got it. And then when I go on the air, I fuck it up every time. But real talk, it is what it is. The joint is called All I Want Is Money. I can feel this shit. Real talk on Where They Do That Radio. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know my number. Call the weed, man. J-Dawg said so. You already know what it is. Holla at your boy.
Let's talk about money, more money.
Can't make you happy to get you out of jail. I don't know about you, but when I got it, I'm happy as hell. And yeah, you can have them groupie hoes. I know they choosing pro, but I'm in it for the dough. Some people sell it, so I'm thinking these dummies just taking their chances, investing, they're trying to impress these hoes, these hoes ain't said no dummies. When they run out of money, it's funny, they list, they close. Money don't let that bother me, I just keep my green guys in the project. Hope you don't take me for a trick, cause I say like this, bitch, I ain't got it. Hope you don't take me for a joke, cause this bullshit I don't eat. And entice me with your ratchet hoes, this jewelry joint I don't eat. All this shit did my pollutant, so I came up with a little quick.
What's that?
Majors come make a contribution, my marketing and my district. Unless they talking about a cool meal on the real, I don't know if I take a deal. Some of y'all don't think I'm for real. Only thing that I'm saying is,
all I want is money.
Can't make you happy to get you out of jail. I don't know about you, but when I got it, I'm happy as hell. And yeah, you can have them groupie hoes. I know they choosing pro, but I'm in it for the dough. Seem to be real happy when I got it. Hell, I'd rather be caught with it, cause the nigga can't burn out the deal without it. It's about making money, I'm about it. Me fall out, man, I highly doubt it. I come to a dead end in the road to retrace myself, then rewrite it. What's so good about having fame? Come on, have me a big check with my name. Nigga, keep them chains in the fancy range. Look, man, all I want is change. I'm Pillsbury dope, boy. Put me in the kitchen, I make bread. I'm a nigga, that's for show, boy. I won't let this shit get to my head. Take this money, accumulate these dollars when you wear it all of it. I'll start to make sense, make sense. I'm a 12 track, guess I made. This is so right there, and I ain't finna take it. Make it. This is telling that my girl gave, and I made them a promise I ain't finna break it. Why on me, this is answers to that question is.
All I want is money.
Can't make you happy to get you out of jail. I don't know about you, but when I got it, I'm happy as hell.
All I want is money.
And yeah, you can have them groupie hoes. I know they choosing pro, but I'm in it for the dough.
Niggas, we see roll them overlook. You see them money, go get it, that paper.
for them and fuck them, man. Don't play to just sitting with it if that's where you want your paper. What you gonna do with that guava, that thriller, that scratch, them mean green back? Blow it up with a whole second, all those double no one kind of castle.
Yo!
All that shit that my producer, so I came up with it this week. Man, just come make a contribution to my boss, and if my distribution. Let's say, talking about a cool meal, on the real, I don't know if I think they can deal. Some of y'all don't think I'm real. Only thing that I'm saying is.
Real talk. This is where they do that at Radio Week. You need local artists. To national artists that are changing. Real talk. Real talk. We letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. We getting ready to crank this shit up, man. Y'all better hold on to your hats. You better hold on. That's all I'm saying. Real talk. It's getting ready to get trill up in here. It's getting ready to get trill. You know what it is. Holler at your boy. Y'all better get y'all mind right.
Yeah.
talk on where they do to that radio. I'm just letting y'all know, man, we're getting ready to get crunk. We're getting ready to turn this thing all the way up. This is where they do to that radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. That was my man, Southpaw, the moneymaker, bringing the noise, bringing the pain. Yo, he got the money rags up crew. The little guys definitely doing it. All I'm saying is, man, y'all better ask somebody. On where they do to that radio, it's all about urban experience. This is the reason why we're the hottest venue in the game today. And this is why we doing what we do. It ain't got nothing to do with Jake Dawg, V-Dub, or Beanie Weenie. It's about the artists and the fans. 22 million on to be exact. Last FM, appreciate you definitely giving us the look. We got Italy checking in. Yo, we got Guam checking in. Yo, Asia's in the building, real talk. I can't even pronounce this word, which is spelled L. It's Lathan. I can't pronounce it. Pretty much, yo, I see you, though. I see you. No disrespect, but I see you. Real talk on where they do that radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's laying it down, going hard in the paint. Now, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of special guests, a lot of brand new music we're going to drop on you. You know what I'm saying? So I want everybody to definitely be able to ride with me, vibe with me. Real talk on where they do that radio, because it's all about the urban experience. And it's all about these G's definitely representing it to the fullest. On where they do that radio, yo, we talk about urban experience. We talk about culture. It's not a black or white thing. It's an urban thing. It's a swag. It's a swing. It's a lifestyle. It's a culture thing. You know what I'm saying? So if this music is moving you, if you vibing, if you feeling good, it is what it is, then this is definitely for you. Like I said, now I will put this disclaimer out there. Now, if you're not a real G, if you're a fake and phony individual, then this is not for you. Because you finna hear some real shit on where they do that radio from some real fans. Real artists doing real music. You finna hear it, you know what I'm saying? So if you ain't prepared for that, I think you need to this might not be for you. But if you in the right place at the right time, you know what I'm saying? If you already done got Mary on speed dial, you already done called up, and she already done started whispering them sweet nothings in your ear, then we get ready to take this thing to a whole nother level. Real talk, the number 347-934-0318. You know what it is. Fans, continue to vote for your favorite artist at 678-534-8447. You already know how it goes down. It's getting ready to get thick up in here. So let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Let's see where you're doing it at. Let's see where you're doing it at. Yo, real talk, let's go to the line right about now. Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is 2759. You're definitely on the grind. Where did you get that radio? Who we got checking in?
You already know who it is, Jake Dawg, CYN in the building, man, 215 representative. Shout out to my GA niggas. What's good, baby?
What's up? What's good with you? Yo, Philly, one of the Philadelphia's finest. Real talk, my man, CYN, getting it in. What's up? What's happening, homeboy? Yo, man, you know what I'm saying? Last night's broadcast was off the chain. Yo, I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling good. You can tell I ain't got no sleep because I am super amped, yo.
I see you right now.
Oh, how you be so tired, man? You get fucking delirious. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
You be on that 5th hour, man. You know what I mean? You be hitting the wall. You be on that 25th hour. But, hey, look, you doing it for a cause. You grinding. You know what I mean? So I can't even be mad at you for that, though. You know what I mean?
I know, man. This is what I'm saying, man. Because of you guys, because the artists, because the fans, real talk, we're going to hold this thing down, go in hard in the paint all day, every day. Real talk, we're going to, yo, if y'all enjoyed last night's show, yo, I'm going to go ahead and say it on the air. Yo, they did have me. I got in a little trouble this morning. I'm going to say that. I did. Got a couple of calls, you know what I'm saying, a couple of emails. I had to kind of explain myself. But pretty much at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like you remember the movie Friday, you know what I'm saying, when Debo came around. You know what I'm saying? Like Chris Tucker said, you know, when he come around, I got mind control over Debo. He be like, shit.
Yeah.
I be quiet. But when he leaves, I be talking
we
again.
Talking again.
You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Real talk. Yo, you can't stop the movement. The movement is too fucking big. I told you guys when this shit's kicked off, when you start letting these real get a hold of 22 million fans who loving this vibe, yo, you got to understand and know where it's getting ready to go. And all I'm saying is, yo, I'm not the bearer of bad news. I'm just the bearer of great news. Real talk, it is what it is. We're taking this venue back. We're taking this media back. We're taking our culture back. We're taking this shit over. Real talk, it is what it is. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Real talk, this is where they do that radio. And as long as these G's keep doing real music, we ain't going nowhere. You better ask somebody. Real talk, that's what's up. Yo, CYN, we're going to chop it up, man. I got some shit in the chamber later on tonight. I got some shit for your ass. Real talk on where they do that at Radio Yo. So you already know, man. I don't want you to go nowhere. I want you to let the fans know how they can get at you. You know what I'm saying? I got some joints. I'm going to be dropping Real Talk, some vintage. You know, I'm going to call it vintage only because, you know what I'm saying, my man CYN, he's like Candyman. You got to call him three times and he show up. You know what I'm saying? So I got some vintage CYN up in this thing. Real talk. We finna do it, man. We finna do it. So, yo, just hold the line. I'm going to take one more caller. We finna see what's up. We finna see what's at. And we finna see where you're doing it at. Real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. Yo, let me see what's up, let me see what's good, because I got a lot of new people up out here that's definitely calling in. Yo, real talk, if you're definitely supposed to be on the air, sending your shout-outs, doing what you do, please press one on the dial. I got so many numbers, I can't put them in order, so I just got to call your last four digits of your phone number. Real talk, it is what it is. Let me go down, all right, check this out. All right, here we go. Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is 1778. You're definitely in the building, holding it down. You got 22 million people holding on to your every word. Who we got checking in on where they do to that radio?
Yo, man, what it do, man? This is Marlo Maestro, man. The dude with Carlos Girl's phone. Yeah, hey. He definitely told me to call in, man.
Hey, I'm glad you called in. See how it works.
Yeah,
divine intervention has played a part because I was just getting ready to run your joint. Just get ready, but you know, I can't do it like you, baby. I can't do it like you. You got to tell the world what's up, what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Let them know what they finna hear with this joint called College Girl, and definitely let them know how they can get at you, man.
Oh, check it out, man. My name is Marlo Maestro, man. I'm a South Atlanta artist, man. Definitely have a great fan base out there, man. I'm signed to Lockdown ENT, man. I work with Kyrie and Off the Block. If y'all looking for me after y'all hear this song, I guarantee everyone likes it, man. Please call in and give your opinions, man. I fucks with Jay Hood. I fucks with Jay, man. That's my dude, you feel me? So, you know what I mean? Just check me out. Hit me up on Facebook, man. YouTube me, of course. You can subscribe, man. Facebook's Marlo Maestro, MILOMAESTRO. Marlo Maestro, man. It's spelled just how it said, man. Definitely check me out. I guarantee you like it.
Really?
Good.
Yeah, it's good. Real talk. This is my man, Marlo Maestro. Yo, Legion, this is the joint I was telling you about. This is the joint I'm telling you about. The joint is called College Girl. Real talk, man. Yo, just peep the vision. Close your eyes. Ride with me for just a second. Real talk. It is what it is. The joint is called.
Oh, two seconds. Yo, one thing I want to say. Oh, if anybody ever heard the Travis Porter one, man, you say no diss or no beef, man. But I'm the one they got the idea from. I do know they, you know what I mean, they team. I'm the one they got the idea from, man. This was the original College Girl. Just in case anybody want to know, this is the original.
This is the original. Remember, you're hearing this live, world premiere, Marlo Maestro in the building. The track is called College Girl. Remember, you're hearing this for the first time live, 22 million in the queue. You know what to do. Real talk on where they do that at, Radio. Yo.
It's only right.
And she fine and she wanna be. I guarantee she done heard of me. Kiss me posted at her university. Now it ain't a choice. You're looking for me, I'll be out of state. At a new campus, something called space. But she's so cool. She make me wanna follow all the rules to transfer to every single school. And shouting, I ain't tripping. And I'm not the mama, no, I ain't pimping. I'm just saying college got the best women. And I'm looking for a college girl. Sophisticated, get at me if you're a college girl. She educated, oh, we're all my college girls. Sophisticated, get at me if you're a college girl. She educated, oh, we're all my college girls. Sophisticated, get at me if you're a college girl. She educated, oh, we're all my college girls. Sophisticated, get at me if you're a college girl. She educated, oh, we're all my college girls. Campus, baby, it's not an illusion. Brought my partners with me through this
it. She got intuition, so she got into stripping. So then it's like magician, she got to take her to win. Sophisticated, it ain't me that you're a valid girl. She educated, all around my college girl. Sophisticated, it ain't me that you're a valid girl. Now it ain't a space. You're looking for me, I'll be out of state. And a new campus, something called space. Burr, she's so cool. She make me wanna follow all the rules to transfer to every single school. And shouting, I ain't tripping. And now not the mama, no, I ain't pimping. I'm just saying, college got the best women. And I'm looking for a.
When you make it here in this live, this is what they do to that radio. Bam, hit it up at 678-534. 8447 if you feel in this live. College girl is definitely in this game. Yo, is this the deal tonight? You know what it is. Real talk. Real talk. Y'all better get y'all mind right. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Yo, the realest of the real. This is the Urban Experience like never before, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. That's my man, Milo Maestro. Real talk, college girl fans, hit us up at 678-534-8447. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, V-Dub. Calling V-Dub. Calling V-Dub.
Yes, J-Dog.
What's up? How you feeling? How you vibing on that college girl, man?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Real talk. That what's up. That's what's happening. Real talk on where they do that radio. Like I say before, man, y'all don't know who y'all messing with, man. Man, these G's got some music for you. Real talk. It is what it is. We're going to definitely hold it down like four flat tires. Let me see if I can get my man Legion up on here so we can get these guests up in this thing and hold it down like four flat tires, because it is what it is, man. Yo, Legion, you still there, man?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What's up?
Yeah, I like that track too, man. So definitely after the show go out tonight, man, or sometime this week, let me know what idea you had in mind, man. You know, shout out to homie, a song that just went off, great song, you know. And I know how it is when songs get bit.
Yeah, right. That's what exactly when it's burning like that. That's what's up. That's what's happening. So definitely, I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna chop it up. Trust me, I got some shit. I got some shit for you now. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, Legion. Give me the last four D's of our first guest, so we can definitely chime them on in too.
Oh man, you might have a 7036.
7036. 7036. Now let me see. I got everything on here. I got a 6831. I got a 9868. Okay, let me see. Maybe they. I don't know if they're online. If you're online, yo, it should be a tab on the button that says push to talk, real talk. But if you definitely call in, the number's 347-934-0318. Press 1 on the dial. Real talk. We're going to see what's up, man. Let me see if I can get the other host on there. I don't see that number. I see a whole bunch of numbers. Now, real talk. Now,
what other number you got from 816? You got 9197?
Let me see, 8196, let me see, 8196.
Now, you got a 9197 from the 816 area code.
It's what the area code is?
816.
816. No, I got 706-678-352-267, you know what I'm saying? I got some 914s, I got some 423s, you know what I'm saying? I got a whole bunch of that shit. Real talk. I tell you what.
You see what happened when you try to help people, man?
You know what I'm saying? Good help. So hard.
I was going to say black people, but it's all kinds of people. They just, man, you can't leave them the water no more. You got to dump it over their head.
Just pour it on them. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? We got to pour
on them and then walk off and light a blunt, man. Just be like, all right, you know, just holler at me. Yeah, I'm feeling you.
Well, you know what? Since you can't catch none of that, man, I did have a plan B. I always have a plan B. I wanted to talk about this planking. Have you heard about this planking foolishness?
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm gonna let you inform the listeners on just exactly where you're finna go with this and see. Go ahead.
It's crazy, man. Like my cousin, he told me about it a couple days ago. Planking, I guess it came from England or somewhere overseas or something like that. And I'll knock y'all for doing it because that's whatever y'all want to do. I have a huge problem with followers. I have, like, the biggest problem with followers. Like, I think the only way the world is going to change is if everybody becomes their own leader. And I think this is the dumbest, in my opinion, thing to follow. Like, it's called planking. And what it is that you do is you lay across something, whether it be stable or unstable.
Uh-huh.
And it can be typical, like a bed.
Uh-huh.
And lay as straight and as stiff as you can. And have somebody take a picture of it. Like, what else are you doing with your time to where you want
to
just
like
lay?
Sound like the arrest position to me.
Exactly.
Across a rail.
Exactly.
Or something. It's just, you lay across your table. Like, that's just stupid, man. These people ain't got nothing to do with their life. Ain't nothing to do with their time. Sorry if I offend anybody. I'm not sorry if I offend anybody. But it's just, come on, man, read a book, do something. Like, you, if you bored, you would rather lay across something and have somebody, because all the pictures I've seen, they had somebody take the picture. So I feel even worse for the person that's taking the picture. Like, you really don't have nothing to do. At least stay active. Like, you taking the picture, like, come on, people, y'all, get lives, man,
okay.
Please.
Before I respond to that, I will say this. There are a lot of people all across the globe, and, you know, hey, you know, I got a lot of fans on the air, so y'all finna feel me on what I'm finna say. We got a lot of people with a lot of goddamn free time on their hand, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, now, I'm not going to back up or retract the statement. What I am going to say is sometimes certain shit don't mix. I'm just going to just give you an example. All right, now, I'm just going to, this is my opinion as well, so you know what I'm saying, and for everybody, I'm going to go ahead and get, my email is gamerzone36@yahoo.com, and y'all want to just, you know, y'all know what the email is, so you know what I'm saying, if you got any problems with what I'm finna say, then just send it there, and we'll respond to it later. Real talk, there's a lot of people that have a lot of free time on their hand, and then there's a lot of folks, you know, that kind of do stuff that, you know, I'm going to just say it like this. Plankton, when I kind of first seen it, I was like, okay, these folks got too much free time, and some of the stuff that they do in their free time, extracurricular activity, they don't need to do in that capacity. My point, just like with the, you know, and, you know, I'm going to get a little bit morbid here only because, you know, they had one of the guys that was with the movie Jackass that just recently passed, you know. And I had a big problem with that.
You know why, right?
I had a lot of problems with that whole thing because it was like, in that capacity, I was like, yo, whoever comes up with pretty much, you know what I'm saying, pretty much, you know, just do this shit, you know what I'm saying, you got too much free time on your hand. Now, yeah, it went on to become a big blockbuster movie and a whole entire movie. I think they end up doing like three of them, you know, as a whole. But, you know, Plankton comes kind of right up there with the guys that's doing the movies, Jackass. They just got too much fucking free time on their hand. And the camera guy, just like you said, y'all feel sorry for him because whoever got recruited for that job, yo, you really, you know, hey, you need to do something. I'm just saying, man, yo, it's too much. It's too many other things to do besides that. But, you know, hey, if it makes for a YouTube page and you can get 1 million hits on it, more power to you. I'm feeling you. You know, it is what it is. On Where They Do To That Radio. I'm just saying, man. You know, it is what it is. Yo, Legion, man. I feel you. I agree with everything you said, man. Everything.
Hey, as a matter of fact, man, it was some dude, another brilliant individual.
Uh huh.
That planked on a 6-story balcony, and the rail gave loose, and he can't plank anymore. He can't think anymore. He can't do anything productive with his life anymore.
He's now become
a host.
Exactly. He's just pretty much, he's just all planked out. I don't
Rest
in
peace to him, but
Sometimes the technology that we have, you know, it creates this. You know, when you're sitting there smoking that good weed and whatever you mix that weed with, sometimes, like I say, certain shit don't go together, you know. You know, weed.
Especially like back in the day, man, that wouldn't. Come on.
I'm just saying, I know the niggas the dudes I hang with, you know, when they get high and they do what they do, it's just certain shit they do and certain shit they don't. I don't know no brother that get high and be like, yo, we finna go camping in the woods, we finna go fuck with lions and shit. Like, we don't do certain, it's just certain shit. We just don't do that. You know, our high takes us to a certain level and then we just chill the fuck out. Some people, you don't know, hey, they got a camera, they got a car, it's got gas, we got a credit card, next thing you know,
yeah.
You know, we got a planking incident. You know, I'm just saying, you know, I don't.
And you know what? Let me make one thing clear. Like, I don't have a problem with young people planking, because it's in y'all, and I'm gonna tell you why. It's in y'all generation.
Yeah.
It's new to y'all. Y'all young. Y'all careless anyway. Y'all out. Fine. So be it. Fine and dandy. Plank. Lay across anything. Lay across a sword if you want to. So who gonna do that? But my complaint is to these grown men.
Go ahead.
That pick up on fads. Like, how are you grown and you pick up on a fad and you like, oh, let's do this. Like, what direction do you have in life to be grown and want to pick up on some high school stuff?
Because they didn't.
You know what I'm
saying?
Like, you could still do wild and silly and crazy, but.
I think a lot of those guys, man, didn't have a chance to do it in high school. So why not when you're 45 and balding, you know, you're going to just go out here and do some shit like that. I'm just saying, you just got to, man,
get a life.
More people need to just smoke some weed and chill the fuck out and just chill. Because, see, when you start doing other shit, I'm telling you, man, when the news comes on, when I see shit on the internet, I don't even look up. I just be like, okay, all right, I can tell you what he was on when he did it. And I can tell you pretty much what genre or race it was that committed this particular thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain shit certain people do when they got idle time. Keyword, idle. You don't need to be that fucking idle where you're finna do something that's going to cause you bodily harm, you know. They need Jesus, what they need. I'm just saying. But, you know, it's what it is. Yo, beat up. You know what I'm saying? We're finna get the motherly perspective here. I'm finna get the motherly perspective now. Check this out now. You know, we're young in heart and spirit and mind and all that great stuff. I'm just saying, what do you feel about the whole plank incident?
Hold on a second.
You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about it?
Sorry, I'm working in my dining room tonight.
Okay.
I'm close to the Atlanta Zoo.
Okay.
Anyway, the planking stuff looks like the arrest position to me. It looks like it's extended from some form of slave mentality type situations, and that's why the issue of how you a grown man and you pick up on a fad, that's why that comes up. That's a mental
okay. <It's>
situation.
Okay.
And then the fact that people were falling off of stuff and hurting themselves, and then I watched a video the other night, and a man fell off the top of his refrigerator. Man, what a fool. What a fool.
Do you get the same effect when you watch this? I'm just saying, because I only watched it when I was sober, and it helped my attention for like 0.1 millionths of a second. I immediately turned it. But have you watched it when you was high and you kind of did it still have the same effect? I'm just trying to get really.
It looks stupid if your eyes closed. Like, the whole thing is just.
Thank you.
What is a planking?
Thank you.
Can I say
it? I'm going to start a new slogan. If you don't want to thank, plank.
Plank, right, exactly. We need to get the t-shirts pressed up, for real. You
put
don't
it on
want
some
thank,
t-shirts.
Like, really?
Can I say this?
To me, I don't like it.
I'm going to say this because, yo, I'm new to all this planking situation. It didn't hold my attention. I'm just now that we're revisiting it. I mean, how many do we have? Any black folks that plank?
Yeah, my boy is one of them, and that's the picture that I saw. That's my cousin brought it up to me. Like, he's doing that? Oh man!
Oh damn it, man! So well,
it changed my perspective.
That's why I said I really don't know what's going on, and that, I thought that was one of the homies. Like, he ain't one of the homies, but he one of the homies. But I can see what kind of homie he is by doing some foolishness like that.
He said he thought it was one of the homies until he saw a plankton. Wow. I'm feeling you, though. I'm just saying. It's just certain shit. I think it's the drugs, y'all. I do. I think it's the other stuff that don't begin with W-E-E-D that they be doing. It's got to be, man. What makes you want to do that? I'm just saying.
Followers.
I don't know.
I can't wait till people start, like, jumping off cliffs. I'm going to pull up a lawn chair.
Ignorance makes you want to do it.
Man.
I'm telling you.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the Matrix is telling them to do it. I don't know.
Crazy.
I'm just saying.
Crazy.
Really, they're really into that shit. I'm just saying. I don't know, man. It's just certain stuff. I'm in my not midlife crisis, but at this point in my life where I am now, it's just certain shit I look at and be like, man, you got to be crazy as hell to even think that. And you know, whatever's got you to that point where you feel that's the thing you're supposed to be doing. I don't want to be breathing the same air you're breathing. I don't want to. You can keep what you got rolled in that cigarette. I don't want it.
Really?
I'm cool. Because if it's got me like that, I'm just looking at it from the outside in. I'm just saying, everything that I've seen, I only seen like one-tenth of a clip of plankton, and this is like the second conversation I had about it, and, you know, the person who brought it up was like, yo, he was really fucked up. I'm going to say that. He was on some other shit when he brought it up, but it was like, I was like, dude, I'm just saying this, man. You know, I don't think I'll ever be that fucking bored where I feel that that's what I want to fucking do. Because that's just me. I mean, I'm sorry. And anybody, I need somebody to explain it where it makes sense. Because to me, at this point, everything I've heard, the verdict is it doesn't make sense. It's something else. I don't know. Maybe it's all these drugs that, you know, they take, you know. And I'm not talking about the shit we can get from the street pharmaceutical. I'm talking about all this other shit, like that Cialis and all that other shit. They got them side effects. Maybe it's some shit that they taking that just make it look like it's the shit to do. I'm just saying. I don't know. I can find out, though. I can find out. Give me about 24 hours. I have an answer for you. I will have an answer. You might not like it, but I'll have one.
I'm going to come up with something called banking.
We need to sell all the plankton folks some insurance. That's what we need to do. That's what
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Hey, it is what it is. I'm just saying. Y'all, man, see, y'all got me wilding.
That's a stupid man.
Radio. Yo,
I better not see no twit pic for y'all plankton tonight.
I bet I see nobody from where they do that radio.
Nah, never.
You gonna lose?
I think I can vouch for everybody in there. Nah,
okay.
Where they do that at is not gonna plank.
No, I'm for real, man. If you know a plankter, tell them to step away from the table because it's not gonna end good. I mean, you know how I go. I'm telling you, that's like with the shit with the jacket. I could not watch that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? The dude taking the jumper cables and hooking it to his nuts. I don't get that. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is up with you? And the dude that's filming.
Yeah, that's another stupid man.
Yeah,
I don't like that either.
Yeah, what's really up with that? But, I mean, certain shit apply to certain folks. It's funny, but it's like, you know, you're taking the comedy to a whole nother level, man. You're taking this shit. In the world, entertainment has...
You're taking that speed.
You taking...
Y'all remember that drug called speed? Like the videos of the skateboard guys too, going down the rails and stuff, and then they crash land.
I'm just saying.
At least they got some kind of side purpose. Like they trying to break a record of how many like stairs they can. I don't know.
Mm-mm, they just like extreme ignorance.
They just like extreme shit. I'm just saying, you know. We got. Well, I'm pretty sure we got some listeners that's extreme. You know, they probably bungee jump and you know. I don't get bungee jumping because the plane ain't on fucking fire. I ain't getting up out of there, especially when it's in motion. You crazy, man? What the fuck? Where they do that at? I don't do that. I'm sorry. Call me old fashioned. Certain shit just you miss me with all that. I couldn't be no terrorist. You know what I'm saying? Because real talk, they tell you to strap the bomb onto you.
Then, who won the date with Rare Breed?
Man, they were still. Oh, ooh, let me tell you something. Oh, let me tell you something about that.
I got a response to the win the date with Miss Red Breed. Now, let me tell you this. I told people to read, because reading is fundamental. It's fundamental. It's a necessity. It's certain shit you need to read. I got a response from this gentleman. At least I hope it was a gentleman. I think it was a gentleman. I got a response from a person. We'll say that because, you know, I'm not clear on the gender at this moment in time. But anyway, I'm going to just say it like this. We're still looking. We're still casting, and we are still waiting on some more responses. Because some of the stuff I've got now, yo, she says she's got some out-of-the-way fans. And real talk, you talk about idle time, some motherfuckers just got too much time on their hands. Too much time. You know, I got a comment the other day that was like, what? You want to do what? It's like, I don't get that. But, you know, that's why I said I need your help. I need an administrative assistant that can kind of just screen these folks that are trying to win the date with the virgin sex symbol, because
so J Dog is casting interns.
Yeah, I need some interns badly. I'm just saying, we'll pay you, you know, because you're gonna see some shit, you're gonna hear some shit, you're gonna see some shit. So I'm just saying, but yeah, I'm just to ask that question and be totally just above board. We're still looking. We're still looking because some of these folks got too much. Maybe it's some of the folks that was planking. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm just saying. Real talk. They off the chain, V-Dub. They need Jesus. I'm going to keep saying it. They do. I'm for real. I read an email and I had to go pick up a Bible. That's just how bad it was. It's like, wow. That's so sad. That you really had to go there. But it's all good. It's all good. I'm for real. It was just like that. You know, when I'm lost for words, that was some shit. That was some stuff that, you know, it is what it is. But, yo, we still looking. So, yo, if you want to win a date with the Virgin Sex Symbol, we still taking applications. Go to the magazine. Leave a comment. You can leave a video, but please, please, be professional. Be a gentleman. Don't be planking on the video. I'm going to just say that. Real talk. Oh, where they do that radio? Man, I got to run some music, man, because y'all going to get me in trouble once again. I'm already prepared for the trouble I'm finna bring. But real talk, it is what it is. We finna definitely step it up, turn it up a notch, let everybody know what's happening. Yo, and if you planking, stop it. Don't do it. It's not good for you. Yes, I see.
J-Dog.
Yo.
J-Dog, you got that really getting it.
That really getting it. Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I got it. I got it. I got it right here. You want me to drop that on him?
Yeah, if you can. Bust them over there if they're really getting it. Man, this is off the Rise of a Legend mixtape, my last mixtape. I'm still working on. Matter of fact, I'm working on 4 different mixtapes right now and a book. So I'm going to slowly but surely drop those. But really getting this off Rise of a Legend. You know, you can check it out on last.fm, Legion of Legend. www.teamlegion.info, free download for the whole mixtape, ringtones included. So.
Real talk. The joint is called Really Getting It. Remember, your hand is live on Where They Do That at Radio. Yo.
You ain't seen me filling up with all this dough. Chopping niggas up with every chance I get. Leaving at the mall with a bag full of clothes. Get that right, I pull the bad as a host. And they be thinking like anything goes. And they gon' give me whatever I'm needing. Believe it's a reason when I say I'm a pro. Get me on my paper route. Take me to my bank account. Withdraw all my bank amounts. You gon' need to save some amounts. To add up all my dividends. You can file it up and make a hill. They try to counterfeit my bill. Cause they can't counterfeit my bill. Shock you with this water flow. Yeah, they say my shit so ill. 5.0 paint some burnt orange. Yeah, that mean my shit gon' peel. And I don't own no Magnum, so that mean they on my dick for real. They still coming after this rapper. I bust on the rapper and you kiss her still.
You ain't gotta ask me, dog. Balling coop it inside, got goosebumps, I call it basketball. She wanna bump my key for a minute. She wanna ride, ride, benzene all in it. I told her, close her eyes and keep on dreaming, and she'll be all in it. I'ma keep my eye on you. Guess I gotta see in it. This is your subscription, you YouTube me, you gon' be for a minute. They ask me why my team still winning. They ask me why my people grinning. They ask me why my Spalding coupe got giant, it's like I peed all in it. I'ma set the record straight, I don't even see you in it. NASCAR Cup Final, let me sit my drink for a minute. You were in the worst class, I am in the first class. So that means you grade A motocross dirtbag. Yeah, Shawty, what you talking about? I'm really getting money. Camera action, but your service has been turned off. Yeah, I model after deal, so you gotta earn. I'm busy, hell, I only see the time when the alarm starts. Fuck 24/7, should have been a porn star. How are you convinced I ain't got money to the ceiling? We need another ceiling, like we need another building. I'm shining like 100 carats, you are like a ceiling, and I kick it like it don't work. Yeah, I'm still chilling, but my money works, and it don't need no batteries in it. And my black car got the galaxy on it. That money endless. Only focus on the business. I'm a broken, hoping that it's endless. Save it, hold it like a pension. Or blow it like a car suspension. Oh no, here come the women. Getting closer like a focus picture. Stripping naked like a closer to the light when you open the building. Still keep towing in the building. Lock them in an airtight safe. Replace the money with his body. Like, look, I made a killing. So naturally, I'm equivalent to the price of his life, which is priceless. My cause a crisis like Jesus. Who do not like it? You mad cause I do not write it. That is your people rising. Why you act so surprised when I say Johnny, what you talking about? I'm really getting money.
Yo,
11.
This is my man, NYMI.
I'm on it.
Real talk, you know what it is.
I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pay. I'm on my way to change. I'm on it. It's time to spread the word. They don't want to hear it.
Garbage. They rap is getting ballers. The game case, just a bunch of faggots playing artists. Excuse me if I'm heartless. The radio's a rap, and these DJs spinning tracks just to satisfy the market. It's time to let the truth out. You blind to who's your true pal until you bust a move. But when it's time to pull them tools out, ride until the fuse out. Yeah, I was on the hoop route. Had days of my life, a lot of niggas never knew about. Tell God, send the flashing light. I know I ain't been acting right, but my only sin is hunger. So forgive me for my appetite. Every floor they stopping on, I'm elevating past they flight. So let them hate today. They'll kiss my ass tonight. Right.
I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pay. I'm on my paper chain. I'm on it. It's time to spread the word. They don't want to hear it. Best revenge.
revenge expressions on the faces of those who chose not to invest in him be fucking priceless. Or what about the pretend friends who mysteriously reappear once they hear that you're making ends? You know the funny style, funny ass niggas. Uh-huh. Ain't nothing on my mind but money and cash, nigga. Now, some of y'all probably like the show. Ain't that the same thing? See, that's why you're not a contender, not in the same ring. Yeah. More bars than the night team.
Uh-huh.
Nah, life hard, so we like green. Now, my team sucker free, but we don't like beef.
Right.
Cause we ain't trying to catch a case and face that bright one. To get it right, man. Come on.
Right. I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pain. I'm on my bigger chain. I'm on it.
In the curse, observe what life is really worth. Go to the dead, I've never heard. Haters wanna see me struggle, critics wanna stop my hustle. Never wanna fall or stumble, gotta stay wise and humble. It's time to speak the truth. Do you see what's on the news? Try not to believe the lies. It's time to open our eyes. Never, I am way too clever. Live life like it's no tomorrow. My vision is getting much clearer. Untie the steps, now I am better. I pay homage, yeah, to the man above. Remember, nothing is promised. Seems like we lost our image. Fighting and killing. It's time for a new beginning. Used to be trapped in the system. Once there, but now I am living. I'm living.
Right. I'm running. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it.
Real talk.
Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pay. I'm on my paper chain.
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm on it.
Real talk.
That's my man and why I'm high.
I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pay. I'm on
real talk.
Y'all know what it is. Y'all better get your mind right. These next artists coming up the bat. You know who it is. It's them delegates to join this call. I'm sorry. Real talk. Remember, you hear this live. Oh,
we'd like to welcome you all for coming out tonight.
Oh,
to jam with us. Kind of like I'm plugged. Before we get going, please give it up for the band. They're working so hard for us. All them dudes that don't know how to say it, we're going to say it for you. Walk with me. We was both 18, meeting in a strange city. You was a country girl and I lived in many cities. I was finding myself drinking beer and smoking jizzies. You was studying hard and had a job, so you was busy. I was so disrespectful how I ran around the city. Before when you would see me, you would say it was a pity. Drunk and juggling hoes for 2 years, you just watched. I was in and out of dorms with different chickens nonstop. Associates are getting head, a doctrine is laying cock. I built a reputation, the R. Kelly of the block. Then when I approached you, you was smiling, you wouldn't stop. We was either on the phone or you was chilling at the spot. Youngers and it was love, but the weather it changes, cuz my feelings didn't change, I wanted strange, I wore a glove. I didn't understand it, you screaming, I'm like, bud. That bitch, it meant nothing, no feelings, I just fucked. For that, I'm sorry. Sorry. I took you through some shit and I'm sorry, that's not love. Some bitches had me gassed, I was spazzing, I know I was. Now we all grown, it's the past, it's over with. Hope you end up with somebody who gives you the world, sis. That shit I put you through, you like niggas, they ain't shit. Hope that you can move past it and find you some happiness.
And you know this, and you know man. This, and you know
have this. Thinking about the shit that I did, I was a kid. See, pain, it brings wisdom, but on top of that, I'm sorry. I'm older and looking back, it's like an episode of Mari. I see you when I see you, and I'm hoping that you're successful. Don't blame me for that shit that I did, I know it's stressful. I know I'm looking through it, had to put this to music. I know I wasn't right. I know I wasn't right, all of my acts are foolish.
sorry's not enough. Look at how I treated you. Always kept you at a distance when I really needed you. It was a hard lesson, but I learned it though. And started missing you the day that you walked out the door. I never blamed you, cause it was always me. You gave me all your love, I cheated on you constantly. Our family was something that I strive for. Started as a friend, you turned to someone I would die for. I know it wasn't right, I deserved the pain. Went from calm to chaos like a hurricane. My life was reckless, to say the least. I did you wrong and you forgave me when I ran the streets. And I regret the day you always made me lose it. Arguing like we don't know each other, this is useless. We're better than this, I know it's not the end. Baby girl, listen up, tell me where do I begin? I know. Listen, life's a lesson, you got me stressing cause I'm needing you. Show me true love, I threw it away, I was so mean to you. I cannot proceed with this, I left your heart broke, bleeding. This is something I need to get off my chest, please, please take heed to this. I never knew love can take you deeper than I'm sorry for all the wrong and the bullshit that I put you in. This is coming from the heart, and I mean every word I speak is true. I see them hating cause they don't see just what I see in you. I took your love for granted, my hope you understand, and I never meant to cause you so much pain. That's why I fantasize about the love we had. It was a sight to see, a blessing in disguise, certainly. And for that, I'm sorry.
I know I couldn't prove it, had to put this to music. I know I wasn't crying, all of my actions foolish. And for that, I know I couldn't prove it, had to put this to music. I know I wasn't right, all of my actions foolish. And for that, I'm sorry. Listen, sorry.
Yeah, real talk. Y'all know what it is. Real hip hop is alive and well. You better ask somebody. Yo, this is what they do to that radio and featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Real talk. Get your mind right. Real talk, man. Real talk. Yo, real talk, we finna let you go. We finna take it to a whole nother level, man. This is my man, S. Burley. The joint is called Off in the Club. Florida's in the building.
Step off in the club. They got the only shit off in the club. Maybe it's on me, cause I'm tough. Feeling like I'm frozen. Dip in the club, ladies on me. Why? Cause I'm SB and the drinks on me. Never on E, pockets on creatine. Stacks in my pocket, got your boy about to lean. Like I'm dipping on that lean, green in my jeans. Narcotic flow, you can feel it in your spleen. Don't mean to be mean, but your chick on my jeans. And she too old, man, I'm only 19. But I do me, yeah, I'm trying to get the other side. Stepping the way of me and mine in the same time. Stuck behind hard bars like doing prison time. Make another chick just better and not quit now. Yeah, I got bread. They all trying to copy me like I set trends. Hit the club up, couple grand, I'm spin. My money don't fold, just extend. Spend it on you, not me instead. Unless you about to show me what's under that dress. Let me know, shawty, so I know what's next. Hit up the private room, then undress. Yes, SB, he's the best. Rich boy swag, got chicks on deck. I'm looking at the skinny swag, I ain't impressed. I ain't hating, I need big pockets for big checks. What? More money, more problems. All the problems I have, money can solve them. Yeah, SB,
what's up? It's my man, it's Burley. Off in the club, Dapper's in the building. Real tough, you know what it is. You know how it goes, man. We get ready to take it to a whole other level, man. Real talk on where they do to that radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about them G's. Yo, real talk. This next joint we're getting ready to drop on you. Brand new for my man H is. Real talk, you know what it is. Holla at your boy. Yo, let them know what's up, H.
Fuck me, like there's a wall with the person in the mirror, so it's hard to even trust me. Hard to look at myself, hard to stay focused, hard to stay legit with this hustle when I'm surrounded by vultures. They wanna see me bleed, this world is filled with greed. Label me into your greedy ass nigga, who don't give a fuck all the others. Lifestyle up a great talent, all the haters remain silent. I'm a motherfucking menace and I can't stop. Look into my eyes. This man's hot, ain't you so cool? Chillin' 97, find up to my own school. Stay knockin', listening to my own truth. That H flow got these sitters so confused. Always been the winner, no, I don't lose. Got these thoughts in my head, thinking about my sins before I move. Fuckin' your dead. Shit talking always be misread, so I try to keep my mouth shut unless I mean it. That's just real shit, yeah. That's just real shit. The lifestyle of a great talent, nigga, that's just real shit. That's just real shit. The lifestyle of a great talent, homie, that's just real shit. And I don't know you just because you plan to know me, spec. And if you know me, then you know your shit, this is a fact. Trouble sucks, niggas chill back. Cause if they fuck, let them do that. Talk, let them do that. Fuck, let them do that. But if they attack, it's a rap, homie. You know that I can dip a punch when it's a slug. Then fuck, nigga, listen up. I got a daughter, so if the slug comes and you miss, it done, it's on. If it hits, you're gone. Cause I'm on defense, nigga, what side are you on? I'm just a couple steps ahead with the way that it's done. You can picture the delivery whenever it comes. Put my fist on my gun. Is that what they want? I try to chill back, but it looks like I'm bitching to some. I don't get rowdy unless it's for a reason. The attack don't miss, cause if you do, you're gone. Leaving. That's just real shit. The lifestyle of a great talent, nigga, that's just real shit. That's just real shit. The lifestyle of a fake talent, homie, that's just real
yo,
shit.
Yo.
And being real is so hard to define. But the way I move, I do it fully, nothing to it part time. Cause being real, life is a hard time. Real shit, the air I breathe is all that I can call mine. It's all mine. Give it to me, can't let another take it or let another waste it. I'm the artist on the scripture. I can't let another nigga paint it. Never could I be responsible for the actions of those who I hang with. But I'm respected, so with the strong nigga, change it. I try to live mine to the fullest, so I like seeing others doing the same shit. Never been a follower, that shit's who I came with. That's who I stay with. Circle tight, they can't break it. I can't fake it. That's why I gotta make it. Here comes, I face it. Laugh it up, shake it. Struggle from the past, I erase it. Yeah, that's just real shit. The lifestyle of a great talent, nigga, that's just real shit. That's just real shit. The lifestyle of a great talent, homie, that's just real shit.
Yo, the lifestyle of a great talent. My man, H is real talk on where they do to that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Definitely going hard in the paint. Definitely letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. Now, real talk. Y'all know what y'all got to do. Y'all going to have to ride with me for a minute. You're going to have to vibe with me for a minute. Because, yo, real talk, it is what it is. On where they do that at, Ray D. O. Let me get it right. See, this is what happens when you smoke weed. See, when you smoke weed, it, you know, it does have some side effects. But they're not that bad. Real talk. Now for all y'all that don't know, we got a lot of fans. We got a lot of stars on this stage tonight. We got a lot of real MCs. A lot of folks from coast to coast, nationwide, worldwide. But how we do it on where they do that radio is real simple. Y'all, we want to hit you with the realness, the real MCs, the real hip hop. Yo.
excited when we do that. At the end of it all, we want you to understand that on Where They Do That Radio, you hearing some of the trillest, realest shit that's out here. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. A lot of folks, you gotta remember, in order for you to know where you're going, you gotta know where you came from. Ride with it. Five with it. We know what it is. We know how it goes down. The number 347-934-0318. Said I got some shit for you. Now in this past hour, which is approximately about 3 minutes and 53 seconds, in this past segment, it's been for the real G, the real MC, the real people, the real fans. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hold nothing back. I'm gonna give you the truth. Yo, real talk. You know what it is. I want you to understand, man. That in order for you to know where you're going, you gotta play the game. Too many of us that I forgot where all this shit started. So I'm gonna give you a lesson. A real lesson. A real lesson. Yo, enjoying the vibe, enjoying the ride. This is where they do to that radio, man. Know what it is? We got a lot of people that still ain't being told the truth. Okay, if you listen to the music, if you understand where we're going with this shit, you'll understand what this is getting ready to take place.
Motherfuckers, thought I was gone, huh? Oh, y'all just gonna take my shit and run with it, huh? Oh, I gotta get you. I gotta get you. My adrenaline's still pumping. Kamikaze sound. I feel like standing in the midst of 100,000 haters. Dynamite, deep on, strapped around the waist. Bloody tears in my eyes. Hit the switch, making sure every motherfucker in the vicinity blow away and die. Kill them all with an explosion. Get up, bitches. Kamikaze on you hoes. I'm the sacrificial lamb. Feeling fury blow out of every follicle in my body while you decompose. Now when the blood is over your hand, I'm up in the itchy for fucking with Twister. If you fucking with me, come and back with me, cause it won't be an issue. Got some nuts to come give me some boy. You gon' get the picture for framing my switches. I have a pin, a train to your picture. Fuck it, fit up with your blood. If I hear the cries of your homie screaming revenge. Got no mercy on me, but go to war with the attempt to annihilate everything you stand for with the death. Next one of goods and after ice, fucking with me is a bigger gamble than a pack of dice. I murder you and come at you again in the afterlife. My brother, you can bring home a gun. I'm all with bombs. Fuck all that shit you carry. I got you obituary. Your motherfucker phenomenon. Cause I'ma come. Pull it with all of us in the cemetery. Now come and listen to the mind of a man you don't really wanna fuck with.
Kill them all, kill them all, kill them all.
Looking deep between the eyes on the wall. Through my back. You die, bitch.
Kill us all, kill us all, kill us all.
Yo, don't go nowhere.
Between the eyes on the wall.
Don't hang up.
Ready
to get trill and real up in here now.
Looking up between the eyes and the wrong. So what time do you hold if I have to make you die, bitch?
Kill us all, kill us all, kill us all.
Looking up between the eyes and the wrong can save us. Blow the wall like I'm untouchable. Yelling at bloody murder while I'm busting. Two deadly fingers squeeze a twin trigger steady touching you. Screaming like a demon like a bigger fuck. The enemy, and I got a grenade. I'ma pull a pin, I'ma suck beat. I'm 17
cents, I'ma
gun clean. I was on 10 after one bleed. Nigga, you got my interest, a chainsaw massacre. Taking my brother in the 2000, racking up. Sit the clip in the automatic and get the bust of horrific hollies. Why you praying to Jesus and Nazareth? A 7-day theory like Machiavelli. Flowing on the track is scary with the Mac in the back of the belly. Spectacular, how could you tell me? Knowing I'm already willing to die. I'll come back after they bury me. It's time for your confessions, I'll be the priest. Celebrate a salute, a sign of a suicidal soldier. Better become a Bible holder. As I start the massacre, coming with a verbal recital of the coda. That's coming closer. As you let kamikaze into your body, careful or you not standing vertical. And any one of the poses, I swear to God, I'ma get you even if I gotta murder me to murder you. Now come and listen to the mind of a man you don't really wanna fuck with.
Kill them all, kill them all, kill them all.
Looking deep between the eyes on the wall. Do I find of you hoes if I had to make you die, bitch?
Kill us all, kill
them all. Oh, yeah.
Looking deep between the eyes on the wall.
Hold
on.
Come
to the mind of a man you don't really wanna
fuck
with.
Kill them all, kill them all, kill them all.
The truth is in the booth, man.
Real
talk.
So what time do you hold if I have to make you die, bitch?
Kill us all, kill us all, kill us all.
Looking deep between the eyes and the wrong can save us.
I'll go ahead and warn you. If you ain't ready for the truth, if you ain't ready for the realness, you might want to go ahead and vacate the premises. But if you're ready for the truth, be ready for the business, and you need to pay real close attention to what you're going to hear within the next 30 to 40 minutes. Real talk, this is what they do to that radio.
I think a shooting happened at Greenville nowhere. Yeah, four of them got shot.
Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go.
The day of the sit-in, the lie-in, the crawl-in, the cry-in, and the beg-in is outdated.
We reject violence, but we make a distinction between the violence of the oppressor and the self-defense of the people. We think that the people have a right and an obligation to defend themselves by any means necessary, just like Malcolm X said. And you know, some people, sometimes if you want to get rid of the gun, you got to pick the gun up.
There are many, many innocent men and women in prison today simply because of the fact that they happen to be in the way of a policeman.
The Panthers exhorted people to violence. In the initial announcements, when they were announcing the Huey Newton rally, they exhorted people to bring their guns.
He was really nothing but an anti-social gangster.
He is a sort of gangster, you know, because this is a gangster story, but a gangster with a difference, because this is a gangster with a conscience.
I don't know. I don't need no gun to do my thing. Mao Zedong said that power grows out the barrel of a gun. He never said that power was a gun. That's why I don't need no gun to do my thing. What I need is some freedom. What I need is the power to determine my destiny.
I think they're very much a threat to social harmony within this city and generally throughout the country.
Due process of law has become a joke. We say that Huey Newton is completely innocent.
After Huey's arrest, that's when things really started rolling.
And I went over the girl's head, down on the other side of her, continued fire.
Those officers fired 99 shots through the walls of an apartment where they knew people were sleeping.
That could have been my son lying there, and I'm going to do as much as I can. I'm going to start right now to inform white people of what they don't know.
A revolution of values.
First of all, I'd like to say all power to the people. There's your Minister of Defense, E.P. Newton, speaking live and direct from the belly of the people. Power platform, October 1966. What we want and what we believe. Number one, we want freedom. Period. We want the power to determine the destiny of our black community. Period. Number two. We want full employment for our people. That's right. Number three, type this up. Let's do a little revision on number three and just say that we want an end to the robbery by the capitalist, the black community capitalist. Number four, we want housing. We want shelter, which is fit for human beings. Because a lot of people run around town don't have a roof over their head. Hard rain falling and getting all wet up. It's simple human need. Have a roof over your head when the hard rain falls. And the hard rain is going to fall, just like the Bob Dylan song say. Number five, any suggestions in the house? What you want? Huh? What you want? You want some education? You want some education? What kind of education you want? Huh? Education which what? Reveals the true nature of this decadent American society. That's what I thought you said. Tied that up. Okay, good. You want an education which teaches us our true history and our role in the present-day American society? Put a semicolon in between the first part and the second part. A lot of young people are going to be reading the 10 points and want it to be grammatically correct. Okay, don't want to be accused of bad punctuation. Okay, number six, I think we should deal with Vietnam straight up and just say that we want all black men exempt from military service. That's right. We want all black men exempt from military service because you can't have a black man going over there to fight the yellow man for the white man when the white man stole his land from the red man. Okay, that makes a nice rhyme, but no political sense whatsoever. Okay, we dealt with Vietnam. Let's deal straight up with the streets of Oakland and just say that we want an immediate end to police brutality and stop the murder of black people. Stop the murder of black people. Stop the murder of black people. Look,
Hold on, I got vamped on by some pigs on my way over here to him. That's why I call them pigs, because the pig is a rather low-lodged animal. Pig had the audacity to ask me what I'm doing with my gun. I say, pig, what you doing with y'all? Number eight, we want all black men immediately released from federal, state, county, city jails and penitentiaries. Let them go free. They have not had a fair trial. They haven't been tried by a jury of their peers. The constitutional rights have been violated. Let's elaborate on this for number nine. They just said that when black people are brought to trial in this country, we want them tried in a court of law, not out on the street by some pig, but in a court of law by a jury of their peers as specified by the Constitution of the United States of America. Simple constitutional right to be tried by a jury of your peers. All right, let's do a little summation for number 10, okay? Let's sum it up. Now, what do we want, people? We want some land? You want some land? Type it up. You want land? You want bread? All right, that's it. Type it up. Land, bread, housing.
Bread, housing,
education, clothing. Land, bread, housing, education, clothing. Justice, that's a good one. Always looking for justice. I went to the state penitentiary looking for justice. That's just what I found. Just us. Land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice. What else do we want, people? Huh? Peace. Isn't it? I'm talking about the white media. That's what they like, isn't it? Black man with a gun, sensationalism, shoot him up. And I must admit that in the early days, we were quite sensational. But that does not absolve the white press from the blame. The white press deserves the white press, serves the white establishment, and they are required to write a lot of nonsense about how all the Black Panther Party want to do is kill white people. Kill police officers. That's a bunch of nonsense. We have guns. Yes, we did have guns, but they were registered guns, okay, just like the NRA's guns, okay, just like Charlton Heston's guns, okay, and we were never in violation of gun law in the state of California. Gun law in the state of California in 1966 say that you can carry a loaded gun out on the street so long as it's registered, not concealed, and not pointed in a threatening manner. You can carry the same gun in your automobile so long as it was not loaded, not concealed, and not pointed in a threatening manner. And, of course, as soon as we started doing that, they changed the gun law on us. But we had books. We had law books. We had legal education. The legal education was just as much as important part of our self-defense program as the guns. But you don't read about that, do you? You don't read about the survival programs that we had going on for the people, free children breakfast program, trying to feed some of these little hungry kids before they go off to school in the morning. You don't read about that. You don't read about the educational program that we had going on for these kids, for the older folks as well. You don't read about the shoe giveaway, clothing giveaway, coat giveaway that we had going on back east so people don't freeze to death during the winter months. You don't read about that. You don't read about the free prison busing program where we bus people from the communities out to the prison, to the penitentiary, so that people can visit the loved ones who are incarcerated. You don't read about that. You don't read about the free ambulance service that we had going on in Winston-Salem, North Carolina chapter, because black people in Winston-Salem, North Carolina would deny basic emergency health care. You don't read about that. You don't read about the cell anemia testing program where we tested over 500,000, half a million people before the U.S. government even realized cell anemia was a threat to the well-being of black people in America. Why? Because there's no guns there, no sensationalism there, no dramatic value. It doesn't sell newspapers. It doesn't boost the television ratings. It's just some black people getting organized to help some other black people. Look, hold on. If you read the FBI files, I have read because it got about a million pages in there with my name on it. Okay, look. If you read the FBI files, you will see that even Mr. J. Edgar Hoover himself had to say that it was not the guns that were the greatest threat to the internal security of the United States of America. It was not the guns. What was it, people? Huh? What was the greatest threat to the internal security of the United States of America, in the opinion of Mr. J. Edgar Hoover? What was it? Huh? The greatest threat to the internal security of the United States of America was the free children's breakfast program.
Talk about a breakfast children program. We got one.
Come on in, little brother. Come on in, little brother. Y'all sit down. Get something to eat. Y'all take off y'all's coat.
That was the greatest threat to the internal security in the United States of America. Grits. So Hoover saw it as a kind of a, he said the children breakfast program, he said it was an infiltration. That's funny, isn't it? It's funny. Isn't it funny? It's funny. Infiltrate. I mean, how are black people who are born and raised in the black community, who live and work in the black community, going to infiltrate their own black community? You tell me that. If anybody's infiltrating, I think it's J. Edgar Hoover. Probably in a negligee. I think he got the wrong word anyway. I wouldn't call infiltration. I'd call it revolution, straight up, wouldn't you? I'm going to keep the faith. I know we got people in prison all over this country. We got so many black people in prison in America right now. I lost count. But we must know that prison can never be victorious because walls and bars and guards and cells can never keep down or hold down a suppressing idea. I'm going to close out now by saying all power to the people.
Crusaders just started, actually, to change the conditions that destroy life, and that is our life's work.
Yo, real talk, that's what I'm talking about. The truth, ladies and gentlemen. The truth that no one wants to talk about, have ignored, have forgotten. Real talk. In order for you to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from. And if you don't know where you came from, it ain't too late. It's never too late. With all this great talent that we have here on Where They Do That Radio, all across the globe, all across the world, one thing they cannot take is our ability to learn. Each one, teach one. Now, in the midst of all that we do, we got to keep in mind that the game is constantly changing. The playing field is constantly changing. The environment is constantly changing. So we must change and adapt with that environment. You know, the biggest prison is one that can be placed outside of a four-corner wall and placed on your mind. Ready to keep a slave? You got to make them not want to be free. That's real shit. This is Where They Do That Radio. This hour is for the real niggas, the real listeners, the real people who have a voice, who want to be heard. Number 347-934-0318. Email is gamerzone36@yahoo.com. Real talk, you already know what it is. You already know how it goes down. So if you're in this segment, which will be redistributed all across the globe by VIA satellite, Dish Network, of course. Yes, I said it. Think about it. What if? They said the revolution would not be televised, but what if it was? We just didn't know it. And if that's being said, and that's what the business is, where do you stand? Y'all, I'm going to take a caller right quick. See what's up. See what's happening. See where you're doing it at. Because this is the urban experience like never before, and we are taking you on a ride on the wild side. Yo, Legion, you still there, man? Let's see what's happening. Yo, call us. The last four digits is 0087. You're definitely in the building on Where They Do That Radio. Who we got checking in?
AYCHIZHS. What's going on, Brother Jeff?
What's up? What's going on with you, my man?
Thanks so much, man. You definitely made me kind of nervous that the mood just switched up real nice.
Well, you know what? I don't want to make you nervous. I just want to make you informed. I want to keep, you know, we got to keep everybody informed for great reason, for good reason. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff is happening, man. A lot of stuff is happening. A lot of stuff is going down. Real talk, in the midst of all this greatness and all the stuff that we do, we just have to keep in mind of what we're doing this for. You know what I'm saying? That is something that I hold myself accountable. I work in media, so I'm around it all the time, and it's something that we have to constantly be reminded of. The great thing about it is, even though it's been hidden away, even though it's been written off, and it's been done, you know, a lot of things have been done to kind of shed or sway away from it. One thing about the truth, no matter what you do to it, it's still the truth.
Very true.
Right. And that's the realness of it all. That's the realness of it all. But, yo, real talk, hey, tell your homies, man, yo, they, you know, I'm going to tell you a funny story, man. They called me last night after the broadcast. They was a little worried about me. They was like, yo, Jay, you know, wish you was a little worried. You know, we wasn't able to get back in, this, that, and the other. And I was like, look, man, I've been fighting this battle for a long time. You know, I've been fighting this battle for a long time, and it's like, from this perspective, they can't get us all. And I understand that wholeheartedly. So, hey, it is.
Well, basically, what you're trying to say is, you know what I mean? Once you're on here, you got to ride the whole thing out, man. You can't just roll out.
That's right. You can't.
I mean, unless you got something important to do.
Exactly. You know, it's like, you know, in the aspect of what I'm saying is in this aspect of what we do, I want to make sure that, you know, we entertain the fans, we entertain the listeners, we do what we do in the aspect of what we're called to do, but we also push the envelope to make sure that what we do has substance, stands for something.
Okay. Oh, I was thinking about this a little bit earlier. I was out in Reading, PA a while back, mm-hmm. and this babe, she walked up to me and my brother. She was saying, you know, homie, why you mad? She was saying it to me, but she didn't know I was HS.
Okay.
So he was like, yo, you know who that is right there? She's like, who's that? He said, HS. She's like, no.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it was like a surprise look on her face.
Uh-huh.
And I really love that feeling. I will never forget that, man. That's something that really sticks with me. So that's why, you know, when I listen to Where They Do That At, and I hear certain songs, like I hear Legion, CYN and such, Southpaw, I'll be at the house and I'm saying the words with your songs. You know, I remember some of these words. So it's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing to have people that remember your words, you know, to the point where they're actually outside somewhere and they're saying it to somebody else.
That's right. I tell you, it's contagious. It's contagious. This movement is so big. And when you guys really realize just how big and how many lives you're touching and who all is involved, you'll get just a small piece of just really what all this is about. But enough of it, you know, once you grab that and really run with it and really understand, you know, what all this is about, you know, the torch was passed a long time ago. And for generation, for generation, for generation, a lot of folks have made their mark. You know, I was very impressed with what my man said about leaving your mark, making your mark, using the time wisely, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. And, you know, with each person leaving a mark and passing the baton from one generation to the next, here we are now in the midst of all this stuff that we have going on around us and all the stuff that we have, this technology that we have. I speak so highly of this technology only because, you know, in this decade, anything that you don't know is right at your fingertips to know if you dare to choose to learn. So it's like a Pandora's box, but once you open it, you just can't simply close it up and turn a blind eye to it. So one thing I learned with dealing with folks that, you know, great artists, great people in general, is when things come about that pushes you, it touches your spirit, and you are truly a righteous person, you'll do it without thinking. It's like anytime you think about thinking your life, anything that you've done that really just moved you, you did it without thinking. And because it moved you in such a way, you was compelled to do it. You knew it was the right thing to do. You knew it was the right thing to say. You know, you didn't care who was affected by it or whatever the case may be. Righteousness works in that capacity. There's so many righteous people around you every day, yet they're not given the opportunity to be seen, to be heard, you know, in that capacity. But what we're given on Where They Do That Radio is an opportunity to give every listener, 22 million included, that very same opportunity. So, yo, it's real, man. People know you. People love you. People respect you. They admire your work.
Yo, that's so true, man. Today, I was talking to Rain Man. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with him out there, but, you know, he's affiliated with Reed Dollars and Eddie Morris and such like that.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about how he thinks about quitting, you know, like taking his time and putting it into something else. And I was telling him, like, you know, if you did that, in my eyes, you would be a failure because of the fact that there's so many people out there that's focused on his movement and they're paying attention to everything that he does. So, okay. If he decides that he wants to stop, you know, that's his own prerogative. But at the end of the day, his fans will be like, damn, he's just another rapper that started something and he just couldn't finish. Like, he's been on MTV and all that stuff, and he's still out here. You know, he's basically local, but it's a grind, man. You got to keep going. One day you'll get that break. That break is coming, no matter what you think.
That's right. you know, the true break in it, when you think about it, I want you to just imagine this. What if every great talent that we hold up on a pedestal, that we admire, that we look up to, that was only a tenth of what they truly supposed to be?
And that's the truth.
Yeah, and what if the other 90, they know in their heart, okay, you know what, I say this all the time. A lot of artists, you know, they get to a point when they're really into their music, they're really into connecting with the fans, they're really into connecting with the community, they really get to a point where there are certain things they can do that they couldn't do once before. And then
I was just thinking that.
That's right, and it becomes an internal struggle. It's like, okay, now, before I was in this position, I always said once I got here, I would do something. Now that I'm here, I'm being asked to choose. You know, I can do this to keep the paper coming in, or I can do what I'm supposed to do, you know, because I'm in this position. And a lot of times, keep in mind, the very same thing, the very same carrot that was dangled in your face to get you to the point of where you want it to be, now that you're where you're supposed to be, you are now forced to make a decision. We don't escape that decision. It doesn't matter whether you're a rapper, singer, author, whoever you are, God has given all of you a talent to be used. And once you get into that, once you really step into that, once you really get into who you are, from not your eyes, but from the Creator's eyes, you really, your vision becomes that much more father. You know, it becomes that much more father. And so real talk, man, what I'm basically saying in a nutshell is that people have to really understand, you know, where all this is going. You know, I hear it and see it and feel it all the time. There's a lot of shit. I mean, what I'm giving you on the air is what I can give away in terms of from this standpoint, because, like I just said earlier, they can't get us all. And if the truth hurts, it just hurts. Get with it, deal with it, make a decision, do something.
And your status always changes once you do this music thing too, because, like Jay said, after a while you'll get to do certain things that you weren't allowed to or didn't think to do. You know, like you will be placed in a position where you can do basically anything you want. Like right now I feel like I can run outside and just chill if I want to, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like in my mind I'm controlling where I go.
That's right. That's right.
So.
Exactly. You know, the four walls are only it's a concept. The breaking away and the awakening is only a concept. It's a perspective. It's what you see and how you feel and how you react.
I'm crazy excited for the stuff that's getting ready to take place, man. I love where they do that at. Where they do that is right here, AYCHIZHS. Shout out to everybody that's out there on their grind. Please do not stop. Don't stop. I'm a fan, so if you stop, you're messing with my fanism. That's a word.
I feel you. Yo, we can't stop. We too far into this thing. You know what it is. This is what they do to that radio. We doing it right here. Real talk. I'm going to take another caller right quick because real talk, it is what it is. Y'all know my number. Y'all know what it is. Hold the line, man. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's good. Yo, caller, last four digits is 2759. You're definitely on the grind on where they do to that radio. Who we got checking in?
Once again, it's your boy CYN. What's good with it, J-Dog? Shout out to my brother, H.S.
Yo, real talk. You know what it is, man. You know what it is. And I told you I was going to hit you with some shit now.
Wait, what you going to hit me with? Hey, look. Oh, you talk about the Huey P?
Man, I had to give you a little bit of Huey P, but I had to give it to you in a way that kind of took you somewhere.
Yeah, man. You know, my pop put me on Huey P a long time ago. You know what I mean? It was basically, you know what I mean, like basically what you just played. You see what I'm saying? Just like snippets and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And that was a time era, man, that a lot of people nowadays really wouldn't be able to handle. I mean, I don't know if I'll be able to handle it. You know what I mean? So that was definitely deep because he was speaking about stuff that's still taking place.
There you go.
See what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And, I mean, you know, that's why, I mean, as they say, that's why the government had to shut him up or however you want to look at it, you know what I mean? But that was definitely deep, man. I appreciate that, and all the listeners should appreciate it. You see what I'm saying? Because if you don't know who he is, you'll never forget it if you was really paying attention to it. You see what I'm saying? And, I mean, you know, just like Malcolm X sometimes, you know what I mean? They try to erase
There you go.
Him, people like that from history. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, they'll put Martin Luther King in our face, and, you know, no disrespect to the Reverend. You see what I'm saying? No disrespect. He did everything for our people. You see what I'm saying? They'll put Rosa Parks in our face and people like that, but they don't want the Renegades. They don't want the Renegades' voice to be heard. You understand what I'm saying? They don't want Nikki Giovanni blasting out of speakers. They don't want Huey P. Newton and Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey blasting out of speakers. You understand what I'm saying? Because not only does it, what's the word I'm looking for? Not only does it enlighten, it incites. You understand what I'm saying? Now people can say, oh, it incites negative. No, it doesn't incite negativity. What it does is, it like I said, it wakes up the mind and it has people just really thinking like, damn, you know, like, is this all true? I mean, is this what they're really set out to do to our race, so forth and so on? So, you know what I mean? Like I said, once again, man, mad shout out to you for playing it. A lot of VJs, man, won't do that kind of thing. You know what I mean? A lot of VJs will not do that, bro. So, you know what I mean? You get all the props in the world for that one, bro.
Definitely. I mean, and I said all that, you know, I play it, I see it, I feel it, and I feel that I'll be doing a great injustice if I didn't let the fans know what the barometer is around you. Because I'm going to tell you something. In a boardroom meeting, in a conference call, when you're dealing with all media execs, and they're talking about us as if we're second-rate citizens, and they're talking about us as if we are like, you know, I'm going to keep it all with 100. They're talking about us like we're just letters and numbers. You start to understand really where you stand. And I'm going to say this very clearly, so, you know what I'm saying, I know the powers that be are doing what they do. This is why I'm on my grind. This is why this is where they do that radio. Real talk, don't take for granted that, you know, how do you want to say it, you know, you can try to erase the truth, but no matter what you do to it, is still the truth. And if still hurts, if it's still there, you're still trying to erase it. That tells me that the plan is alive and well. I go one step further. I know the revolution is alive and well. I see it. I fight it every day. For the local artists that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, you have no idea what I go through to get respect that you guys so justly deserve to be where we are right now. And I do that because I'm supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that in this midst of these 22 million people that are on the air tonight, and in these artists, well over 80 artists that's in rotation, that there are some other Marcus Garveys, Malcolm X's, and Martin Luther King's among young men, as well as women. There are the next leaders of this nation, the next leaders of these people, this culture, amongst these people. So I have to continue to remind you of where we came from in order for all of us to know where we're truly going. If you let them tell the story, they want us to simply fall off a cliff into a pit somewhere. You know,
mm-hmm.
We serve our purpose, we make them money, we do what we do, and then we're dispensable.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, so many years ago, that's how they did look at us, as numbers and letters. You understand what I'm saying? But you gotta, and I mean, you know, this is a cliche, but you gotta rise above that.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, you have to rise above that. And to jump back a few segments, when you all were on the Plinking thing,
mm-hmm.
I had a real quick re-history lesson, if you will, about what to go with the whole Plinking thing, you know what I mean? And people don't realize that's how, you know, I mean, I guess some people do, but that's how they brung us over here.
There you go. I was waiting for
you. You know what I'm saying? That's how they brought us over here. And I mean, you know, regardless of who's doing it, white people, black people, Asians, Indians, you see what I'm saying? What they did was they stacked us on top of each other like we were logs.
That's right.
Or how many miles across sea to come to this land? You understand what I'm saying? So what I tweeted, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm going to do my little plug right quick for my Twitter joint, you know what I mean? You can definitely follow me at Cool Young Nigga on Twitter, you know what I mean? COOLYUNG, you know what I mean? NICCA at Twitter.com. But I tweeted it the other day, and I said, look, the whole planking thing, you can find something else better to do. You know what I mean? Because if you really, really pay attention to it, if you really go back and just read, you know what I mean? It was thousands of us laying like that on a ship.
That's right.
Coming from Africa to Haiti or to Cuba, you understand what I'm saying? Or the new land, what they call it, America. You understand what I'm saying? And people don't realize that, you know, if it's the new thing to do, okay, it's the new thing to do, but it's the dumbest thing in the world. For real, for real. That's my opinion. That's CYN's opinion. You know what I mean? I give a damn what you think of it. For real.
That's real, but that's real. And that's, you know, I was waiting for that point to be made, and that was the reason why I ran this segment, because, see, to connect the dots, you have to understand really where all this is going. So it's like, okay, if now this is the new phase, and now this is the end thing, that's one more notch in their belt to make people, really what they sit back and say is, see, they don't even know their true history. See, we can take what they don't know and use against them for our own enjoyment and entertainment. And it's like, these are the things, I wasn't going to say this, but since you brought it in to the point where I can say it, these are the things these are the things that I really want you to pay attention to. If they point to something and say, this is what's up, this is what's in, this is what's happening, blah, 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 then you need to pay attention to what they're pointing to and then ask yourself the question why. But don't just stop with just asking the question and let it, you know, flutter in one ear and out the other. Look it up. Do your research. We're in the information age where anything you want to know is right there. The truth is there, and for all those who do not understand really what I'm saying, I'm gonna get even blunter with this. Not only do you need to pay attention to where they're telling you to look, you also need to pay attention to where they're telling you to look away from. If they're steering you, telling you to look right, you better look left and right, and you better understand what the purpose of all this is. I learned a long time ago from being in certain things, being involved in certain groups, certain organizations, everything that's on a certain level, I'm going to show you how deep this shit is. Everything, all right, we'll back up in the 80s, you know, early 80s. They say there was a war on drugs. Why was there a war on drugs? Because it could no longer control it to make the capital that they wanted to make off of it, so it became something that was out of control, but it was only part of a control mechanism to keep us in this capacity of what we're in now, to justify the violence, to justify all the stuff that they were going to do, all these laws that they wrote that they break themselves, all right? Me and you can get stopped without having proper license, you know, insurance, this, that, and the other. And if we have one too many drinks, we can get a DUI. A judge that's in our state can get stopped. DUI, falling out the car, they don't even take him to jail. Why? Because he's pledged allegiance to a system that doesn't mean we, the key word, we. When we say we the people, that capital W-E doesn't mean me and you. That means them. That means the ones that belongs to the institution. That's who this thing protects.
Right.
So
you know, right. You know they had something called up, like, and I'm pretty sure I won't use the proper word, but it's like let's say when immigrants come over, and let's say they're coming from whether it be Africa, Jamaica, something like that. I mean, I'm talking about now. You know, it takes so much time to get a green card.
Okay.
But, you know, they have something in place called like the favorite country or something like that. And if you're coming from like a European type country, do you know it takes less than 1 month to get your green card?
That's right, because it's by design. Check out, you know, and Georgia has been under a lot of scrutiny for, you know, the new immigration law that was just signed. A lot of people became upset because, you know, if you send all these immigrants back, who wants the job where you're going to stand out in the Georgia weather of 112-degree heat index and pick some fucking oranges and apples and cut your grass and do all that other shit? We've done enough free fucking labor. We're not going to take those jobs. As bad as the economy is, it's just certain shit that we will do, certain shit we won't do. But the problem is not the immigrants. The problem ain't them. They figured it out a long time ago. I'm going to come here, do what I got to do, send my money back home, and when I get enough to get my grip up, I'm out of here because I got a plan. I know what I'm finna do. They look at it in a whole different perspective. So what happens is this. The clip I played last night, pay very close attention, everything that I do is recorded, so you can always go back and catch it. But listen to that clip that we started in the real hour. You know what I'm saying, in terms of, you know, the last segment of the show, because we talk about the union, this united, it's called, oh man, I'm going to say it like this. There is a no longer, in terms of how the world looks at it, Canada, U.S., Mexico is all one union. Yes, we're separated by borders, but by government, by vernacular, by design, it's all one nation, one rule. And what they've done in these countries is that they have made it where it was, you know, they legally extorted them in one aspect, so they made them so depressed where they were, they wanted to come to America. Now they're forcing them out. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You got to pay attention to everything that happens around the world to really get the point that I'm trying to see. Imagine the ship. A ship so big that it can take half of the world's population and sail them around the world. Now, imagine a ship so big that can sail half the people around the world. And let's say, for instance, now, the ship that big would take a long time for it to sink. But the first to know the ship is sinking will be the first to jump overboard. I learned in the Navy that rats leave a sinking ship. If we knew the boat was fucked up, if we saw a rat come up and jump off the side of the pier, we knew we had problems. We didn't know where it was at. We might have couldn't find it. We didn't care at that time. We knew rats leave a sinking ship. Now, I want you to pay gang. They've stopped the NASA program in terms of me and you. They won't show us what they're sending up in outer space anymore because that's no longer our concern anymore. You know what I'm saying? All right? We got shit that's going up that we don't know about. They're digging tunnels and making cities all underground and this, that, and the other. And we constantly have this fibulous thing that draws us to the middle of the map. Well, yes, I'm going to say Africa because that is the middle of the map for all y'all that really want to get deep and trill in the whole nine yards. We're still there. We're pushing into Iran. I want you to understand what is happening around you. And then you ask yourself the question. Now, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to make you see something. Yo, don't take my word for it. Yo, you got Google. You got Google. Look it up. Real talk.
All you got to do is look it up, man. All you got to do is look it up. If they want the knowledge, it's out there.
That's right. It's out there.
It's out there. If you want good music, it's out there. If you want the knowledge, it's out there. You know what I mean? But you're going to have to want it. You know what I mean? You're going to have to be ready. You're going to have to be ready for it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But you don't have to be ready for it. I mean, you know, in a few good men, I guess, people use that quote all the time. You want the truth, you want the truth, you can't handle the truth. Somebody can't. I mean, a lot of people can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they decide to just shy away from it. They don't want nothing to do with the truth. You know what I mean? They're willing to accept whatever as artists we give them. You see what I'm saying? Whatever we giving them, they're willing to accept that. Whatever the media is giving them, they're willing to accept that. But they're not willing to go find knowledge itself or the truth. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, it's, hey, different strokes for different folks, bro.
Exactly. It's a different culture in the aspect of just how we learn. You know, we learn more from what we see on radio, what we hear on radio, and what we see on TV than what we get out of a textbook. But I used to argue with that a long time ago, but then I understand that, you know, how can you really learn from a book? You know, I always was taught that in order for you to know what's in a book, you got to start from the beginning of the book and go to the end of the book. But I learned when I was going to college and when I was in different classes and this, that, and the other, the teacher, the examiner, the person, whoever, the head nigga in charge, if you want to call him that, we were skipping all over this motherfucking book. You know, we would start at chapter 10, we'll go to chapter 20, we'll come back to chapter 4, and then you telling me this is how the business is. And I was like, wait a minute, this shit doesn't fucking make sense, because I can go to this book and I can make it say something totally different. But see, we're not questioning the ones that are teaching. Every great teacher is a student. So if this teacher feels that he doesn't need to learn anything else, you need to peep game on what he's teaching. A great teacher always learns, and he learns from the things that he is around, and he learns from the people that he associates with. He learns from his life experiences, because experience by far is the best teacher. Real talk, it is what it is. You just have to understand and know that this game is not checkers, it is chess. And we got the best checker players in the world trying to play this game. Let's get a mind right, man. Real talk, it is what it is. I just want to give you one to grow on. Hey, like I say, burn you one. Think about it. Yo, if you're still up late on the night, hey, you holler at your boy. I'm on SP Network all day, every day. This is where they do it at radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And at the end of the day, if I give you a little bit of truth that caused you to lose a little bit of sleep, I done my job. Real talk, man. It is what it is. Definitely, yo, CYN, I appreciate you definitely letting us know what's up and what's good. I'm going to take one more caller, you know what I'm saying, because I got the powers that be that want to holler at me. Real talk, you already know what it is. Let me see what's up. I'm going to take one more caller, see what's up, see what's good. Yo, real talk on where they do that. I'm going to see if I can get my other guest back on the line. I don't know if he was on hold or what. Yo, Legion, you still there, man?
It's just about doing things exactly like what I've been doing.
I feel
like I got
credit
in the
team.
Yo.
Yo, can you hear me, man?
Hey, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, this is that's my man. Oh, this is my man, NYMI. Real talk. What's good with you, man?
Yo, what's good, son? This is Gusto, buddy.
That's right. That's right. It's Gusto. There we go. I'm getting the numbers confused. What's good with you, man?
Things good, man. Just here listening to y'all and shit. Me and Speak the Truth here sitting down. Hey, yo, let me make a correction real quick. That track that you playing, that is Speak the Truth featuring NYMI and P. Dot West.
P. Dot West. There we go.
Yeah.
So
that's Speak the Truth. That's Speak the Truth featuring NYMI and P. Dot West. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got the conglomerate going on here, and we definitely saying appreciate everything that you're doing, but we want the people to definitely to know exactly who track it is.
There you go. That's what's up. That's what's up. Man, you got the fans calling in. Yo, even Shawty who called it, man, she was super crunk, man. Super crunk.
That's what it is. You know, we're just trying to get some people involved in shit. I really haven't went into overdrive because I'm kind of OT. So, but everything you're about, man, I got to tell you, let me go in right now, son. Yep. Last night was crazy because when you played that, son, there's not a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that even check for stuff like that. And I see you on it because I've been seeing that on the internet for a minute. But when I heard you doing that and I see the type of level that you on, you know what I'm saying, me and Truth are just sitting here speaking on that, man. I really want to go ahead and listen to a lot of people's music. You and H's was talking and Legion. And yep, just from hearing y'all, I really want to go ahead and check out y'all music, because if you heard this song, Speak the Truth, we not on no nonsense, and we on the same exact thing. You know, through your music, you could do a lot. You could speak a lot, and you could touch to a lot of people. You know, when you trying to talk, just talk out like what y'all been doing tonight, that's good. But from one enlightened mind to another, you'll be able to enlighten each other. But other people listening into the radio station, they're not feeling all of that. You know what I mean? So through the music, we try to do it in a way that, you know, it's still crunk, it's still popping, you can still dance to it, but we definitely saying something. So with that track, Speak the Truth, man, you know, I brought these three artists together, you know what I mean, and I gave them the direction. I was like, yo, we're going to make something that's going to be different. We're going to speak to the people, we're going to speak to the DJs, we're going to speak about what's going on in the news, but we're going to make something that's, like, really different than how people have been doing it. So I think we did that with this track and shit. You know, I really want to hear what people got to say, man. I love to hear the enlightened minds talking, man. It's I think that it's a blessing, son, that you got a station like this. It's probably really good, too, because I don't really even like talking too much outside of, you know, this is the internet, the whole world probably can hear us right now. But certain things that you know what I'm saying, that you have knowledge of, sometimes, you know, some people like to put it out there. But I'm the type of person like to keep my knowledge real low, son, and move steady. You feel me?
True that. I feel you. It's like, oh, you know, like from my perspective, you know, I have to kind of intrigue the listeners somewhat, you know, and I'm really tame right now because I can, you know, it's a lot of shit that I've been blessed with over the last, like really, like over the last, like, 12 months, you know, just with working with the radio station, the medias and so forth, that it's like, I tell people all the time, I was like, dude, man, I have to show you this shit off the air, and I have to talk to you off the air really what all of this means. And when you understand really what it means, then when you jump back into all this, you understand where we're supposed to go with this shit. And it's like, you know, I see a lot of folks right now, like I said, I got my guys over there in Guam, I got my guys over there in Asia. See, a long time ago, it was told to me, it was like, okay, you bring real people together in a venue to business. Mm-hmm. A lot of things can happen. I was like, okay, well, when you say that to me, I'm thinking about all the positive things that happen. You know, and we can, you know, as a group, we can shed light on a lot of the negative aspects, and we can come up with solutions to that. That's going to deal directly with the individual. I said, but the problem is, just like my man Huey was saying, if it's not sensationalism, that's where. You know, folks go there, you know, but I'm going to tell you something about and I should say the same thing. You know, I was like, nah, you know, because this, that, and the other, boom, boom, pow. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm fucking up. I'm fucking up as a personality that's in this shit, because there are a lot of young people that do not quite understand only because of how it's been put out there. And you know, so we got to really bring them on, you know, in a certain level. You know, I'm a visual guy, so it's like, I tell people, if you're loving what you hear, you ain't seen shit yet. You know what I'm saying? If you're loving what you hear, you ain't seen shit yet. Because it's like, this is like, we're basically, you know, I have to do this for two reasons. They pull me into the office every morning to give me the same speech about, yo, Jay, you gotta tone down just a little bit, you know. I go for that for a reason. It's like, you know, because I tried to tell you guys when these real niggas got a hold of this shit, what was going to happen. I was like, nah, I don't know what you thought.
Yo, son, I'm going to tell you like this. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. You know what I mean? Yo, check this out. This is exactly what the whole industry needs. It needs real. You don't need people to, you know what I mean, that's going, you know, just play a song because they're getting a little payola from you. You don't need, you know what I mean? You really need people that's going to play good music, that's going to be in touch with the people. I mean, it's a talk radio at the end of the day, too, what you got going on, but you are giving independent artists, you know what I mean? Because I know what it is. We truly independent on this side. You know what I'm saying? Blood, sweat, and tears, son, to make music. You know what I mean? And to make good quality music. You understand it is. It's blood, sweat, and tears at the end of the day. You know, you're doing what you got to do. And dudes that's doing it, they know what it is. So, you know, you don't try to go into the studio and come out with nonsense. Anybody can come out with a snap song and start dancing song. But really to go into the studio and come out with music that's timeless, it's a good thing. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of radio stations that support that. That support, you know what I'm saying, dudes that's making really good music. And, you know, it has a message to it. You know what I'm saying? It's really trying to teach people something. You know what I mean? So, for you doing what you do, don't stop doing it. You know, tell the executives that we say we got your back, because if they want to act silly, son, we definitely will get the petitions out and the emails going crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. No, and that's real talk, and they know that. They know that. And that's why it's like, you know, everybody always asks me when I come in, you know, to work and in the booth and just from an email perspective and everything else, you know, what are you going to do today? It's like, well, you know what? The day is already done. I said, you don't understand that I have the easiest job in the world because I don't go by script. The fans, the artists, it's life. It's what happens when we go live that makes this all worthwhile. You know what I'm saying? God gives me an intuition in terms of just being at the right place at the right time and giving everyone else an opportunity to do what they're designed to do.
Let me tell you, there's no joke, man. I came out here, I spoke to you maybe about a month ago. I was out here a month ago, saying, what I do, this is what I do. And I found your station, you know what I'm saying? And you are consistent. You consistent. I didn't even know after I had left here that you was on every day. I thought it maybe was like, you know, a couple of days or whatever. You were very consistent with it, man. You know, I done been a lot of places. I think I had said that before, you know, dealing with people with radio. And you are consistent. The first question I asked you was, yo, are we getting any ratings from this? Because I know how it is. I dealt with a lot of stations that are up for like a 6 months and then they go down because when ASCAP, BMI, CSAC coming to them and saying, yo, you playing people's songs and they not getting no money, they got to shut down. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
You think y'all in the right place as far as the business. So, you know, all independent artists, you know what I mean? I'm gonna keep my ear to the streets. I'm gonna definitely plug in once I'm here. You ain't got to worry about it. If I don't plug in, I'm going to have somebody on the team plugged in. To tell me what's good and what's going on and when our songs are being played. So I appreciate that, man, big time.
Hey, that's the love, man. That's what I was saying earlier with my man CYN. It's a lot of stuff that we do behind closed doors to make this all possible. And because it's gotten so contagious and it's because it's gotten way bigger than we all imagined, we know, you know, just, you know, the work that's at hand. And it's a lot more work that we're getting ready to do. It's a, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just the tip of the iceberg, you know. I'm going to say this. Where They Do That Radio has well over 980 episodes, less than a year. And I see that going in a whole different capacity, you know, for the remainder of the year, meaning doing more shows, more promos, more things because what has just been given to us. And the magnitude of that is now starting to reflect on the other side. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate, you know, yourself definitely, you know, looking this up, definitely, get, you know, coming in, bringing great artists, great music. You know, shots I go to my man A.R. Kyrie, who is a major in the industry. And a lot of guys, you're gonna actually start to hear from, you know, we just played one of his artists tonight with the joint called College Girl. Major dude in the industry because of the connects that he knows and the people and the like-mindedness. And so I look at it like this. I say, well, you know what? If we let everybody run with this thing like it's supposed to, it won't. There's no way they can stop us in terms of what's being done. You know, so I look back, you know, so every time when they put me in these little bullshit-ass meetings, I look at them and I give them a little smirk, and I'm like, okay, all right, you done? Because, you know, because when you're done, I know what I need to do. So it's like, you know, they look at me. I'm going to keep it all the way 100. They thought I was a safe nigga, but it is what it is. It is what it is. We're going to do what we do. We're going to do what we do.
Check this out, man. It's a quote that I live by, man. It's hard to fight the realness. If you keep it 100, you keep it real 100, all the time, you ain't going to have a problem, man. They're not going to be able to stop you. Yo, I definitely want to give a shout-out to, you know what I'm saying, your artists out here that's doing their thing, man. I heard Legion, your man H's. I've been listening to their music since I've been out here. I like what y'all doing, man. If y'all listening to this, man, get it your boy Gusto, man. You know what I'm saying? I got my conglomerate. We ready to collaborate with y'all dudes out here in the A. You know what I'm saying? I've been saying it every time I get online.
That's right.
At me, man. Do some music. Let's get in the studio. I think we got like minds as far as putting some good music together. Let's do it, man.
That's what's up. Real talk. Y'all already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, they say time flies when you're having fun. Real talk on Where They Do That Radio. It is what it is. Now, for all y'all don't know, yo, the top 30 most requested artists are definitely in the chamber. Magazine's going to be in print tomorrow. Check your email. It's coming. Real talk, it is what it is. So if you want to know who's really doing it, who's definitely holding it down, yo, and actually, yo, we're going to be releasing in the first press in this new article that we're putting in, the actual world chart, which means you get to see not only your artists doing their thing nationwide, but you also get to see where they rank worldwide. Real talk, letting you know really how we're infecting the community, letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. This is the Urban Experience like never before, where we are taking you on a ride on the wild side. It is what it is. I'm going to try to see if I can get my girl V-Dub on here one more time if she ain't got me on hold and see what's up before we jump off this thing, man. Yo, V-Dub, you still riding with us, man?
Yeah, I'm out here.
You out here, real talk. I know you was out there. I know you was listening. I told you I got you. I tried to keep
you. I was putting together my gift bags, listening to everything.
Okay, I feel you. Mm-hmm. I feel you. Well, you already know what we finna do, man. We finna definitely turn it up a whole nother level. Before we jump off the air tonight, what you want to let these fans know?
Y'all be looking out for V-Source and Fame Exchange's article in On The Rise magazine. Yay! Clap, 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 clap. We'll be being published hopefully by Monday.
Right.
The article will be ready. So, you know, it'll be all over Twitter, all over Facebook. Gusto, I need to get with Gusto if he is still in Atlanta. We need to do something while he's here. And, yeah, all that good stuff. Follow at BWATL on Twitter. That's where all the news is at.
Hey, that's where it's at. Real talk. Y'all already know what it is. Like I said before, man, we'll be back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time for the grind. This is where they do that radio, featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I want to grow on. Real talk. One thing about the truth, you can do whatever you want to do to it, but it's still the truth. It still is. And it will always be. So
forever remains.
It will still remain. You know what it is. Y'all know my number, 347-934-0318. We're going to holler at you tomorrow. You know what it is. Peace.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.